This is Spoiler Alert with Marco Rosa and John Trax. You're listening to episode 84, The Simpsons Game. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spoiler Alert. I'm Marco Rosa.
I'm John Trax.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
We got toys.
We got toys. Yeah. Yay, toys.
I want to play with my toys.
Don't play with your toys.
I didn't see you playing with your toys again, sir. Good.
What? So, what happened? What did we do last week?
Superbonk.
Oh, God. That game was fucking terrible.
It was.
It was like a lost week. Oh, yeah, that's right. We said this week was going to be better. We lied. No, this is a good one. We're going to do The Simpsons. Yeah, don't do that.
And you're doing you're wearing a Hellboy shirt?
Yeah, BPRD.
Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defense.
Which Simpsons game are we doing? We're doing Bar versus the World, Bar versus Space Mutants.
Yeah, we're doing Space Mutants. No, we're doing what the hell was the one with the homework?
Bart's Nightmare?
Bart's Nightmare. We're doing Bart's Nightmare.
Cool.
Yeah. It's good.
We're doing the arcade game, right?
We're going to do Bart's Nightmare one day.
We should.
I never beat it. I don't think I ever made it past the Godzilla board.
God, I remember the Godzilla board. That board was
Simpsons games are just like notoriously hard for some fucking reason. I don't understand.
They are.
Stupid. Very stupid. So yeah, we're going to do the new Simpsons game that came out, what, 4 years ago? 2008?
I played it when it first came out. It was actually one of the first games I got on my Gamefly, when I had Gamefly.
I didn't. I played it 3 days ago.
Because I had to buy it.
Something like that. Yeah, we had to buy it because we couldn't get... What happened?
I could probably fix it now. I don't know.
Yeah, now you can, jackass.
I think this burner doesn't like to work in virtualization, so I just have to boot into Windows, which I don't want to do. You hear me crying? I'm
fucking
not crying.
There's no crying
in podcasting.
Save yourself $60, fucking baby.
Cost me, what, 14? It was free because I had freaking Amazon money.
It was still a lot of money. It was holding its value. All right. There's nothing interesting to talk about, right? Nothing that we had to... I got another request, but it's from my friend. We'll talk about that later.
That doesn't count. You don't have friends.
I have friends.
Who's your friend?
Mostly they're dead. I met him on the corner, and he asked for a game request. I was like, oh, I do a podcast. And he was like, oh, what's it about? I said, video games. He's like, oh, can you do... I said, yeah. Even though you have no money and can't possibly listen to a podcast, like it's cost money. So... As soon as you put the game in and you start the game, what do you get?
The easiest... Oh, yeah, I remember this because this was a big deal. Not a big deal, but it was like people were talking about it came out. The easiest achievement ever. Is that what it's called?
Yes. You get an achievement after you press start to play. It just says easiest achievement ever. Or says
it's called easiest achievement ever.
You get an achievement for starting the game.
It takes, what, 5 points?
The hell cares? Do you get anything for those? If they translated them into some kind of points, it would have been a lot better. Then I would give a shit about getting them. Otherwise, it's just fucking a gamer score. Like, I care.
I think they do end up giving you... The more you play, they actually do give you money.
Who gives you money?
Microsoft.
Oh. Be putting their cools out on my floor. So when you start it, you know, you got the Simpsons beginning, and you got the whole family sleeping on the couch.
What's great is this game came out before the show was in HD.
Really?
So, yeah. The show didn't turn HD until like 09.
That's
late
crazy.
09. Yeah. Like I think season, what would that be? Like 19, 18? I think 18 was the first year that they had HD.
I haven't really watched The Simpsons since about 2000.
But that, I mean, this game was in HD before the show was in HD, which was pretty weird.
It had to be. How could it not? Nobody would have bought it. It had to be in HD.
Oh, you know, I mean, it had to be in HD, but I'm just saying, like, this was in HD before the show was in HD, which was pretty funny.
That's what you get. I remember watching. I was like, crap.
Damn, this looks really good.
It's better animation than the actual show.
It was.
So the family's sleeping on the couch, and then Homer is dreaming about Chocolate Land. Everybody
He's
remembers
sitting on
Chocolate
the couch,
Land.
Like,
yeah, everybody remembers Chocolate Land, right?
The land of chocolate.
Running around.
That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was the German ones, right? When they come to buy the. Are they German, Swedish? They come to buy the factory?
Germans, yes. We come from the land of chocolate.
I remember that.
Land of chocolate.
And Uder.
What were we talking about? Land.
That was 20 minutes ago.
That was 20 minutes ago.
I remember they were all
the following
fat,
people that would be terminated. Homer, Simpson, yeah. Homer. That is all.
Yeah, so he's in Chocolate Land again. And he sees the white chocolate rabbit, kind of like Alice in Wonderland.
It's the same. It's like almost like scene for scene from the show. Yeah, like the dog jumps. The dog jumps in his arms and he bites him.
Yeah.
Eats the lampposts and, ooh, chocolate, 50% off.
Yeah, he breaks the window. Doesn't he break the window and eat the chocolate or something like that? Yes. And then he's like, oh, this is almost like that movie, Snow White and Stupid Land. Great. So he follows the rabbit.
Wrote down everything he said.
No, I wrote down the things that really made me laugh, which was really only in this part.
There's some funny things in it.
But it's this game is definitely funnier than the show has been. You follow that white rabbit, and while you follow him, you basically jump on things and bounce on things and punch things.
Oh, you know what happened to? I forgot. I really, really quick. You know what I got in the mail today? Spam, like physical spam.
For us or for you?
No, for me.
Physical spam?
Physical spam.
Like mail, snail
like
mail
spam? Like mail
spam,
yes.
Okay.
It's an advertisement for a burial plot.
You should take that. You're never going to get a deal like that again.
I was like, really?
What did it say? You get your name on it and everything?
No, it was like, we'll keep the grounds for like $30 a month. I was like, that's a good deal.
Ask him about the Neo Geo cabinet. See if they could do that. Tell me you want a 4-slot cabinet.
Well,
as a
tombstone
on your decomposition. We
the
talked
methane,
about this.
The methane, yeah, I know. That actually wouldn't be too hard. You just drill a hole. You know, you light a pilot light, let the gases burn the go. Light, and turn that into electricity. That's not too hard.
Yeah, we talked about this. I want Metal Slug 3.
You want a 4-slot, right?
4-slot. I want Metal Slug 3. I want Puzzle Bobble.
Cyberlip?
No, not Cyberlip.
Why Metal Slug 3? Why not?
3 is my favorite.
What else?
Yeah. I forget what else. Probably
Samurai
Showdown 2, because it's the first one with the guy with the purple hair. Holds the sword like backwards. Probably something else, like Art of Fighting or something. I don't know, something. I'm sure there's a Neo Geo game I can find that I absolutely love. Maybe like Shock Troopers 2.
Do they have any shooters? Like the gun, light gun games?
No, they were only 4 slots.
Time Crisis was what, Namco? I think it was Namco.
Probably the same guys that... Dude, yeah. You want Time Crisis?
Push
the little
cool.
pedal so you could duck like behind the tombstone?
No. When you let go, you would duck. When you press the button, you would shoot it. You would come out.
Fucking stupid. All right.
And you had the fucking chain.
I remember that.
Like someone's going to run out with the gun.
Look what I got. It looks so real. Like I robbed a bank with this. You punch the chocolate bunnies.
Yeah, there's one.
Their fucking
just, like,
heads
they
come off.
Around.
And then you eat them. And these chocolate bunnies say the most hilarious things I've ever heard. Homer says, if this is a dream, I'll kill myself. They have the Marge fountains. It's a fountain shaped like Marge, and she's just like vomiting water. Let's see. What did the chocolate bunny say? One of them is like, your eyes look like boobs, because he has the big fucking protruding eyes.
His eyes do look like boobs.
And then, I don't want to go to chocolate bunny hell. That's this one part when you're fighting him. He's like, blood sugar getting low. I love that. Your eyes look like boobs. Maybe you crack up every time you did it because their voices were like hilarious. You make your way to this giant chocolate cake.
Well, I never said
it's not chocolate. It's just a big cake.
Just a cake.
Right. And
it's like in like a river or something. And, you
and
like
at this
jump
point,
over.
Like a million chocolate bunnies come after you, and you have to destroy these things, or they keep coming out of it. Right?
Yeah, there's spawners. I forgot what they were shaped.
Yeah, I don't know if it was it wasn't the Marge fountains. It was something. It doesn't matter. They're spawners. You break
might
them
have been
to stop them. And now you do that in this part. What? Ah, I'm busy with the giant cake. And then...
giant cake. Get on the cake.
You push a button and then a cookie comes out of like the chocolate lake.
Oh, that's
and you
have
to bounce
on
the cookie to get to it, yeah.
There's also pickups. Like, that's if you want to collect everything, there's each person has their own thing. Homer has what? Duff caps.
Yes, Duff caps.
I know Marge has the 25 cent coupon. Lisa has the comic. No, not the comic book.
No,
Lisa,
no.
Lisa
has
the Barbie. What the hell is it called?
Malibu Stacy.
Malibu Stacy stuff. And what does Bart have? Krusty? Something with Krusty, I think.
Yeah, it's like the Krusty. It's a blue box.
Like,
with
every
on
level
it.
Has a certain amount of these for each character because. We'll explain later. You can play different, you know, multiple characters on each level.
I didn't
level.
Find one of them.
I beat you. I beat it with 25%. 55%. What'd you win? 58? 55. I beat you.
Nice. I was not looking to collect things because I didn't care.
I didn't give a fuck.
But there's, after this part, you'll end up going to Springfield. That's like the overworld. And there's like 100 of each in there. And like each level has like a certain amount. When you pause it, you'll see how many of each. And there's also game euphemisms. Like cliches.
Oh, yeah. Fat. The comic book guy comes over.
Comic book guy will come out and tell you.
Throughout the entire game.
That's cliche. So those are the collectibles.
Yeah, throughout the entire game.
I remember
game.
Because there's a Duff cap on the cake if you run around the back.
Good for them. Okay. You make your way to the top of the cake, and then after you kill the white bunny, you eat him, and then he gives you an ability. And it's the heavy Homer.
Homer ball.
Oh, yeah, the Homer ball. He turns into this fat, huge ball. And you jump and pound your way through the cake.
Yes, you can ground pound with it.
Yeah. Now, that was in an episode, right? When he was fat like that?
No.
You sure? I'm pretty sure everything in this is about is from an episode.
Maybe.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Just about everything is in this. Now you roll around the inside of the cake, killing the bunnies while you're in the ball. It's a tutorial, basically.
You can
push
dash.
X. Yeah, you push X to dash. Like, it makes you go
faster.
You can
either jump and pound or you can dash. And there's a meter on... like, everybody has a special ability, and in order to use the special ability, like, the ball is Homer's, when you pound, it uses it, so you gotta, like, each person has to do something different. Usually, like, beat people up, yeah. Homer can, or there's, like, little collectibles that will give you more energy. So Homer eats things, like donuts and stuff, that give him that energy for it.
And then randomly throughout the game, they'll give you more power for no reason.
Yeah, they do that.
I think that's just a set thing, right?
That's like level, that's how you level.
Yeah, exciting.
But it's, like, kind of arbitrary.
Yeah, so after you kill all the bunnies, you wake up, and you're just back in the house, and now you can pick Bart. It's just you and Bart standing there, and you can cycle between them when pushing up or down. Is it up?
It doesn't matter. Up, down, or left.
Whatever it is.
Or right.
Now you can pick a Bart. Pick a Bart.
Pick a Bart? The hell's pick a bar?
That's it. I'm out of here.
Trap, puke, zip.
I love that.
Bart.
It's one of my favorite jokes. So now...
Pick a bar. Let's pick
that.
A bar.
He's fucking writing on the thing, and then Milhouse is like, trap, huge, stiff. Oh, so many funny jokes that aren't around anymore. Actually, there was one funny one a couple of weeks ago, the jerk off.
The jerk off.
You see that? Wiggum, I think it was Wiggum had jerk off spray.
Oh, that was a new one.
You want me to spray some of my jerk off on you?
Yeah. The Family Guy was actually really funny.
I can't a jerk off.
The Family Guy this week was one of the funniest in a long time.
That's nice. This isn't a Family Guy game.
It was funny. Stewie's in the daycare, and like a pedophile just walks in the door, so nobody's watching them.
Yes, I do.
The teacher's not watching them, so the pedophile just walks in the door, and so he's like, "Hey, what's up?" He just bends over, picks up a kid, and walks out.
I've done that.
Wait, what are you doing? No, wait, what are you doing? He just picks it up and walks out the door. It's pretty funny.
I like that. So now you kind of just make your way out of the house, unless you want to run around the house, which is the full Simpsons house, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can actually go room by room, and it's show accurate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you go upstairs?
I never tried it.
I never tried. You never have to.
No, you never go upstairs.
I didn't
house.
Do anything in this game that I didn't have to do to beat it.
I know.
Only
I just
because
wanted to
I played
it. Yeah.
You go outside, and now you have to go to GameStop, but they call it Sequel Stop.
Yeah, you find out the next destination, but they don't really tell you. You see a huge light beacon in the sky.
Yeah, it's like a spotlight around the thing you have to go to.
Yeah, you just head in that direction. Every game uses that now. That's kind of like a sandbox type of game. And you go to Sequel Stop. And once you go in there, there's lots of posters from the episodes. There's the Bone Crusher or...
I have Bone Squad.
Thrill How.
And was it Bone Squad and Storm Crusher?
This is fantastic.
And Bone Squad 2, stupid.
Because every time during random episodes, we make fucking Simpsons joke, and now we actually have places for it. Thrill How.
Hey, look what I got. It's the kind I like.
This is the greatest game I've ever played, and
all
I did was enter my name.
Thrill How.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Bart, look what I got. It's the kind I like.
I don't know what that is.
You better be going to the Try and Save in someplace else, in Shelbyville.
More Catfish. Testicles mean more iron.
More testicles mean more iron.
Lunch lady doors.
I don't care what you say. I can taste the newspaper.
Grease me up, woman.
Have you got any grease?
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
All right. So there's lots of posters from the episodes. You buy Grand Theft Itchy and Scratchy.
You try to buy Grand Theft Scratchy.
I wonder what that's supposed to be. No, you do buy it. Oh, yeah. He asked you for your ID.
Marge takes
it
away.
I'm sorry. We have to have your ID. And then you give it to him, and it's a fucking Subway card. And he's like, there's a free Subway in it for you. And he's like, oh, okay.
And then Marge takes it away.
Yeah, you go outside, and then Marge takes it away from you. She's like, what is this, a video game? Well, she says something stupid, right?
I remember when that episode came out, when she was fighting the TV violence in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Like, when it was first season. It was one of the first episodes. I remember that was the one episode I never saw. And I finally caught it on rerun. I was so happy to watch it.
Wasn't the Bone Storm one?
That was one where she had a thing against Itchy and Scratchy, so she was trying to get Krusty
canceled. Oh, okay.
And they turned her into a squirrel, and they knocked her head off.
Itchy and Scratchy.
I remember when that episode came out, I was like, damn it, I missed that one. And it took like 3 weeks. No, it took like a couple months for me to catch it again. I was like, yeah, I'm so happy.
So Marge doesn't want you to have that because it's a violent video game. So she takes it away from Bart, and she tells him that she's going to put it in Homer's underwear drawer. And Bart's just like, oh, ha, ha. Nobody wants to go in Homer's underwear drawer, apparently. So then he's kind of all sad, and he feels like crap. So he walks around the back alley, and a book falls out of the sky, and it's the Simpsons game manual. So it's the manual for the game that you're playing right now. Yeah, he's like, holy shit, where did this come from? So he's like, oh, I didn't even know I could do some of these things.
Sweet, cheats.
Yeah. And then Homer pops out of the corner. He's like, look what I found in my magic underwear drawer. And he's holding, like, the video game and then, like, a mask or something. He's holding something ridiculous because the game appeared there and something else appeared there. It was, like, the shotgun. Bart, you want to see my new chainsaw and hockey mask?
Hey, boy, you want to see my new chainsaw and hockey mask? Ah! Hey, boy, you want a brownie?
Oh, I love that. That's the fucking... That's the Sideshow Bob one. When he makes him sing.
That's the first Sideshow Bob one.
That's the
I'm the captain of the Queen.
Yeah, what the hell? Cape Fear. That's the Cape Fear episode. Is that the fucking Rake episode too? Because he did that from the beginning, right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of that going on. Oh, where the fuck am I? So for some reason you guys decide that you're gonna go into the museum, but you can't get into the museum, so you're gonna go through the sewer to get there. I don't remember what the reason was that he goes
into
the sewer.
You become Bartman.
But you both go into the sewer for some reason.
Yeah, I don't remember why.
It doesn't matter. You go into the
sewer.
Because
you want to go into the museum.
Right?
And in order to get into the museum...
You figured, oh, we'll go through the sewer. What a logical idea. Great. So now Bart has a slingshot. Because he's Bartman. And now you find out...
Everybody, if you can, do the Bartman.
And then
I think I have that CD, that tape somewhere.
I think I have the first one where they do...
Everybody, if you can, do the Bartman.
Yeah. I remember that they made an
episode. They made a music video, and they made a big stink about it was going to be on after an episode.
And then what happened?
They showed it. Oh. I was like, wow.
I remember they showed that Michael Jackson video after one of them.
Which one? They did. That's
Black
right.
or White? And then he started smashing the cars after that, and everyone was like, what the fuck is this? Why is he smashing cars? I think he looks in the manual and realizes that he has a special power with the slingshot,
that's how he learns.
He learns he has a power-up slingshot, and you use this to break these boxes that are in front of you to get into the basement of the museum. I don't even know what the fuck it is. There's like an exhibit in the museum.
Well, you find out the three bullies are here.
All right, what's the one with the hat's name? Oh, not the Jimbo. One without, no, not Jimbo. The one without the hat, who has the red
Kern,
hair. On his head.
And hold on, I wrote it down.
No, it's Jimbo, Curly, and
Kearney.
Oh, Kearney, and
hold on, I got it written down somewhere.
He has the red hair. I don't remember what his name is.
Yes, I know who you mean. Hold on, Kearney.
Kearney has a kid that looks exactly like him.
He does.
I don't know what his name is.
Oh, I didn't write it down.
Oh, I don't know what his name is. I know Jimbo and Kearney. Now my pants are chafing me.
Oh, man. Now
you won't be needing this. She kicks his heart into the dumpster, into the waste bin. All right. So you break the boxes, and you make your way, and like in front of you is like this big temple. And you're like, why the hell is there a temple down here? So you see Kearney and what's-his-face, which is the guy with the bully with the red hair. I don't know what the fuck his name is. You're
is
looking it up,
Dolph?
Right? I've never heard that name before in my life.
Dolph.
Is it seriously?
Yeah.
He has half his face is covered by his hair?
It's Dolph because it said Jimbo Jones. Kearney and Nelson Muntz and Dolph.
All right. It's Dolph. He's supposed to be somebody. They're all supposed to be somebody. But I don't know what the hell. You know, they're all based on famous people.
Yeah, it's fucking Dolph.
Okay. So you make your way to this weird temple.
I will break you.
And you see Kearney and Dolph, and they're looking at Autothrax through...
For some reason, I wrote that the bullies are here to steal stuff.
They want to steal them.
Not to learn.
No, yeah, because he says, he's like, nobody learned anything while we're here, but you don't know why they want to steal things. You figure that they're just bullies and they're going to take this shit. So you, you can't get through this glass here. You see this glass that's blocking you. I guess it's the way in, and it's all, they don't want you to go in that way, obviously. So, I opened a hidden door to the left of me, and I found a crushed Indiana Jones. Did you see that?
I don't think I saw that.
It's a secret door that you open up. I think instead of, there's the one way you go up to open the gate, and then there's the other way you can climb up the wall, and you hit a switch, and the door opens up, and it's Indiana Jones crushed with the thing in front of him, and like you just see his hat next to him. So you climb up these vines as Bartman, and you push over this drum to get Homer up there. It's like a drum you could bounce on, because there's two pressure plates that you need the both of you to open a door. So once Homer gets up there...
You can also do this game... which we didn't do, co-op, split screen.
Bartman can also, as Bartman, he can
float. He can float,
yeah. Mm-hmm. When he jumps through the air, you push like X, hold it down, and he just does this little soaring thing, and you glide down. So you use that, I know, in this part. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get down here. So you use the two pressure plates that you both stand on, and then you go into the museum, and then the hilarious guards come out, and the guards are the voices, a fridge too far.
Hey, Fetty, I got a movie Fetty? For you.
Yeah.
A fridge too far.
They're that voice.
We'll be happy to give you a tub of popcorn. A garbage bag full of popcorn, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. Hey there, Fetty. That's what the guards
say. I got a movie for you. A fridge too far.
That's when he's too fat and can't go into the movie theater, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mash the keyboard now.
My
darling wand.
One please for honk if you're horny. That was the movie he was going to see.
My darling wand. Baby could order poison.
I was just about to say that. Damn it.
A gift basket of poison has been sent to your house right away.
Oh, don't! You're being dramatic. A gift basket of poison is being delivered to your house. No.
Baby could order poison. All right. Oh, this is going to be loaded with bad Simpsons jokes the whole fucking 2 hours of this.
Oh, yeah.
So, once you're beating up the guards, there's the dinosaur seesaw puzzle. Which basically you have to put Homer on one side and Bart on the other. Because if you try to run up it, it just tilts until you put another person on the other side.
That's the dinosaur bones.
Yeah, I said that. It's the seesaw dinosaur bones puzzle.
And when Homer's standing on it, what happens?
What happens?
He falls asleep. Standing up, he's like... If you leave him alone...
If you leave him alone too long,
he just tilts his head back and falls asleep.
Nice, nice. I like that. So then you turn on the volcano and you find out that when it shoots, it has like steam coming out. So it's kind of like an updraft.
Yeah. Anything with steam, you can gloat. You can gloat. You can gloat.
Yeah. You can gloat about it. Look at the steam I have created. You can turn into Bartman and float up it. You know, you just carry the updraft all the way up. Nice. Cool. Right?
Sure.
Like that. And then he can zip line too. If there's any kind of little rope going across something, you just jump on it with Bartman and he pulls out this little zip line and he just kind of zips along on it. You know, you push him forward. Where'd you go? Yeah. So once you're on that zip line, you drop off to this little thing and you see Dolph is standing under a bunch of bones and there's like a little target under him. So you shoot the target with your bow and the dinosaur bones fall on him and trap him. So you took care of one bully.
With your bow?
Yeah, with your bow. You have a bow and arrow. No, it's your fucking slingshot.
Okay.
I'm retarded. Sorry, I have a lot of notes.
You also ride on the wire.
I just said the zip line.
Slide. Zip line.
The hell are you doing?
Not paying attention to whatever the fuck you say.
Oh, fucking Christ. Great. Now I'm lost because you're an asshole. So after you do that, you make it to your way to the next room and you see a bunch of dioramas. Like behind
glass.
What's
a diorama?
What's it? Did that boy just say what's diorama? No, no.
No, what's that? What's that rattle?
Yeah.
That boy say, "What's that? What's a battle?"
Yeah.
No, he said, "What's that rattle?"
I bend my Wookie.
I bend my Wookie.
He says that in this game too. If you randomly run up him in the street, he's like, "Fart, I bent my Wookie." Now these things are behind glass, and each one's different. And they're this is one of the. I thought this was hilarious in the game. So you see this little.
This the Kearney part.
Yeah, it's Kearney is in there, and he's just trying to like fuck with shit, and he's trying to take these things. So you see this little kiosk next to it, and it shows two kids, and they're like firing laser guns at the dioramas. Or exhibits, I guess they would be. So what you're supposed to do is, there's like a floating metal helmet, and you touch it with Bart, and then you shoot the targets through the glass, and it's supposed to tell you all about the exhibit. Like, you shoot it and be like, 1847, blah, 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 and something would move. So there's like five or six of them, of targets behind these this glass, and Kearney's there. So you shoot them in it, and if you shoot them in sequence, Kearney moves, because these things start attacking him. So, like, you shoot one thing, and a guy will shoot a bow at his ass, and another one, like a deer, will run after him. So you have to shoot them in sequence to get him to run through to the next diorama, and I thought that was really clever.
You can only shoot use the laser for that. You can't shoot. If you try to shoot
You
the,
can't shoot, yeah. The yeah, you have to use the laser, because it's
the bow and arrow, it'll bounce off.
And also, when you turn into this Robo Bart, whatever the fuck he's supposed to be, he has, like, the metallic voice, and he's also invincible for a little while until it runs out. And it's just through the rest of a game, you'll see these things as, like, another power-up, and everybody has one. And we'll get there.
We will.
So you do this curly diorama a bunch of times. I forget what they were. Each one was different. There was like dinosaurs and then like the West. And then there was like a space or some shit like that. I don't remember what it was. But it was really fun to do. And then at the end, he busts through a wall. And you just kind of run towards him and beat him up. And then that's the... You got Curly. So the next thing you have is Jimbo in the planetarium.
Did you say that on purpose or did you not hear what you said?
What did I say?
You said Curly.
I'm sorry. Jimbo's in the planetarium.
I'm sorry, I have a bone marrow disease that prevents me from pronouncing the T in planetarium.
It's not a Simpsons joke, but it's going in there anyway. So once you walk into this room, you see that Jimbo is hiding in an alien spaceship all the way up on the top. So basically the rest of this thing, you're using Bart and Homer in tandem to push buttons and get Bart higher.
But yeah, you jump up on the spaceships as Bart.
Yeah, and then like, Homer has to push
buttons. Have to switch over, and Homer has to push something, and then you switch around. Mm-hmm. And blah, blah, blah.
Entire game is like this. And then once you get to Jimbo's thing, you shoot a little thing in a fucking, the hell would it be called? The cockpit opens, and then you beat Jimbo up. Curly. I'm just going to keep saying Curly. And then you find out after you beat him up that Skinner comes out, and they're like, "The hell are you doing here?" He's like, I hired these guys to steal things because the budget in the school ran out. So Skinner basically hired, what's his name? Wasn't it? Nelson wasn't there though. Nelson's out somewhere else. Yeah, okay. He only comes when you die, right?
Yeah. That's the only time I ever seen him.
You find out that Skinner paid these kids to steal stuff for the school because there's no budget. So he's like, "Oh, we got to learn somehow." Great. And then Wiggum comes and takes him away. Pick him away, toys.
Pick him away, toys. Hey, wait a minute. I say that. Pick him away, toys.
Pick him away, toys.
Huh? Just get him out of here, Lou.
I've been laughing at him, yelling at him, singing at a key. May moo ma may, mo 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 mo. So we got the dogs in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Laughing at him, singing at a key.
As soon as he opens the door. I haven't been feeding him.
They just attack him. Yeah. Oh, God.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, I remember that. I just remember. Oh, God.
He's rolling around.
Oh, yeah. Police dogs. Oh. So the next place that you want to go to is the Duff Brewery.
Well, this is when you get stuck in between two police barricades.
Right. Yeah,
and you learn
you
about the Homer Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Homer was it
that
we learned
That's
about.
Exactly what happens. You are correct, sir. Yeah. What does it do? You learn that he can do what with it?
Oh, this is when you get the... Is this when you get the burst? And you didn't get it before?
No, you definitely had the burst before.
What do you not? What do you have
I don't know,
now?
It
that
teaches
you, don't
you something.
No, I think you get the ground pound now. You didn't have it before, or something like that.
No, you definitely had the ground pound before. That's how you break through. You learned something there. It doesn't matter.
It wasn't the helium. That's later.
No, it definitely wasn't helium. Who cares?
That's a little weird. I don't remember what the hell.
You're
it
gonna
was.
Go to the Duff Brewery move. Because Bart tells you that there's an eating contest there, and you're like, "Sweet Christ, yes, I would like an eating contest."
Yes, I am fat. I want to make myself fatter. Where is this eating contest?
So now you go to this eating contest, and this point annoyed the shit out of me, but basically the rest of this game annoyed the shit out of me too, but it doesn't matter. So now, a lot of people are here. You got, let's see if
Otto.
I wrote everybody down. You got Otto, Mo is there, B-Man is there, No Bueno, Nelson
no
is there.
No me gusta.
I think fucking Frink is there. There's a whole lot of people that you're basically, this is time, then you're basically trying to outrun them, which doesn't really make any sense because you're not really outrunning them.
Yeah, this whole part is just strange.
It really was. This
you're
part,
going think, from country to country.
Kinda, yeah, you. This whole thing, it's about a half, maybe not half an hour episode, but it is, it's episode board. It's timed, but you have to be really shitty to run out of time. And it, you really
yeah, I mean, I ran around doing, like, being an, yeah. ass, being an asshole, and I didn't run out of
time. They give you enough time.
You go to, like, Italy and eat Italian food. You go to, like, France and eat French food.
Yeah, you go through different countries. There's Germany and...
But you don't have to eat the food. You just got to figure out how to yeah. get to the next place.
And they, everything, it kind of looks like miniature golf. Like, everything, there's, like, a tiny Eiffel Tower. Mm. There's a tiny thing of this.
It's yeah, like you really, Epcot Center.
Yeah. The only reason... You know what I thought about the other day? Epcot Center? I saw... I was in a Walmart, and... remember those little... things when we were kids with the needles in them and you push your hand in it and it would make the indentation mm-hmm. of the hand in the needles. And Epcot Center had a human-sized one, like a tremendous
really?
One. Yeah, in the lobby, I remember that. I remember just like being a kid and like sticking my face in it like, oh, this is heaven.
see, when you went to
fucking giant needles.
When you went to Spencer's, what would you do? You'd stick your middle finger in there and leave it.
Would you?
That's what I
stick my
did.
Dick in it.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't see anything.
I was a dirty kid. Yeah, it would just be one line of them. Just one little line of dots when I put my penis in it, because it's small. Okay.
That would kind of hurt.
No, it wouldn't.
When it went in the
so,
hole?
So, yeah, that's basically what happens in there. You're just making your way through these different countries, and your own reason, the only reason you're eating is to gain more power-ups. It's not really like an eating contest or anything.
No.
Yeah. So that, you use both Bart and Homer again in tandem to kind of open shit up and do this, and maybe
yeah,
you
have
like to
push
the button with Bart.
I remember in Italy there was a bowl of pasta and there was a spatula, and you had to like
yeah, the bounce
shoot
on
up it as
yep,
Homer.
Yep. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, this might be something that Bart can't get to because Bart can climb on walls and Homer can't and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, Bart can only climb up the vines.
That's what I meant, yeah, that type of deal. Okay. Now, the final area that you get to is America, and it's a giant
Fuck
Statue of
yeah.
Liberty holding a hamburger.
You have to walk across the Golden Gate Bridge to get to it.
You do. That's the last thing before you get there. And I remember Wiggum kept punching me in the face, and he's like, ha, ha, and I was like going around him. I was like, get out of here. Oh, yeah. So what you have to do is use Ball Homer to jump on this not hamburger. It was like a... There was a little platform, and you smash it with Ball Homer, and the things under her would drop. I forget what was it in front of her.
Sink into the ground, basically.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And then you have
to
smash it.
She would get shorter and shorter until the big hamburger was on the ground. Then you had to smash the hamburger open and eat the little hamburgers.
Well, you had to smash, but she had weak parts on her that you had to push the ball into because she kept spinning.
Did she spin? I remember the weak
points. Yeah, she spinned, and there was weak points. Once you push the button... This thing would drop off, and that's when you would hit it, and then it would break, and she'd drop.
Oh,
and then
on.
Once you get the hamburger, you break the hamburger and eat the hamburger. I wrote, break her weak spots until she relinquishes that burger. Mm-hmm. And then Homer is really fat. Not just ball fat. He's just fat, because he ate all this food, and he won the eating contest. And then he eats, doesn't he bite Moe's arm?
Possibly.
I think he bites off Moe's arm, and he wins the trophy. And that's the end of that one.
Now you want
after every board, you'll get like a little thing.
The newspaper?
Yeah, the newspaper tells you how fast you beat the board. And
gives
you
like the par time, so you can, if you want to do the time, you know, beat the level.
Yeah, it says you unlock time run
faster,
or whatever.
Faster, which I don't care about.
Huh? Now what can you do?
Now you unlock Lisa,
mm-hmm.
and you can ride the bus.
You can ride the bus?
Yeah.
Crackton. End of the
Crackton,
line.
Last stop. I should have got off at Crackton.
End of the line. I love that. So you could pick Lisa, and my first thoughts about picking Lisa were like, oh, God, I got to pick Lisa. But she's actually decent. So now you need Bart and Lisa in the next mission. So what you can do now is you can go to the bus stations, or bus stops, which are little just bus stops.
Apparently the new Shin Megami Tensei game is basically Neo Evangelion.
What the fuck did you just say?
Shin Megami Tensei?
What the fuck is that?
It's a weird Japanese series. They make Persona, where the kids die.
I don't care.
It's basically Evangelion.
Why are you reading things instead of paying attention to the podcast?
Because I do both.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy we're doing this still.
So quit.
No.
All right, then shut up.
So you go to the bus stations, and that's when you can cycle through your characters.
And you can also...
Shut the fuck up. Warp. You can ride the... Oh, you can. Yeah, I guess I never did that. You can ride the bus. That's what happens. The bus
comes. You don't ride the bus. You say it brings up a map, and it says, which way do you want to go? And you pick the bus stop closest to the point where you want to go.
So now you need Bart and Lisa for the next mission, if I didn't say that already.
Yeah, if you try to start it without them, it'll be like, no, you need these people.
Yeah. You go to a bridge, because that's where it is, and you find out that... you go to the woods. And once you start it, you find out that...
You go to Anti-Nature Logging Factory.
Yeah. You find out that Mr. Burns is cutting down trees to make toothpicks. But really fancy toothpicks, not just any toothpicks.
That's the factory song.
Okay.
That's when they take the tree and mow it down into one toothpick.
Yeah, that's like the factory song. It's true. It's like burned into our heads from old cartoons.
Yep.
So Lisa's not bad, actually. She has these saxophone powers. And when you power her up, she does like the spin move and just like destroys everything around her with the saxophone. Mm-hmm. You know, she'll blow like a regular note, and then when you warm it up, she does like this crazy jazz solo. Yeah, the jazz solo. Now, you're in this board, you're fighting lumberjacks that keep spawning out of porta potties.
And they're okay.
Because, yes, they work all night. And
they sleep all night and they work
all day. Okay. So now you have to destroy these porta potties to stop them from spawning. I'm scratching my balls. Hold on. And also you find out that there's these little areas that Lisa goes to and meditates, and then she can
Buddha shrines.
Lift shit up with a mighty meditation hand.
Before you get the first Buddha statue, you get the Clubber Girl.
Oh, you do? Yeah, there's the Clubber Girl.
Stretch,
Sonic,
and Clubber Girl!
And that's her power-up. Like, Bart has the laser gun for the rest of the game.
Yeah, he doesn't become Stretch Dude, but he does get the
laser.
Yeah,
it's true. Beam. That doesn't make any sense, because did he ever become that?
No, I
don't remember that robot guy. That doesn't matter. Yeah. So those are the little powers that you have. Like, Bart will have... You'll see, like, a floating helmet, and then you can use Bart as...
Clobber Girl is a comic book.
Yeah, you remember. Yeah, it's just a little floating comic book, and you grab that. And then she becomes Clobber Girl. And then she's invincible for a short amount of time and just beats the shit out of people with one punch. That's pretty cool. So once you go to these little Buddha shrines, she levitates and like does a little om thing, and then a giant hand appears in the sky, and you can pick shit up with it.
Right now all you can do is pick things up and drop them.
Yeah,
right?
And you have to pick up these halves of trees and put them in a certain spot to form steps to open a gate. You fight some more lumberjacks, then you levitate an exhaust off of a crane, the crane exhaust, and then you have to use Bartman to float up it to get on top of the crane. And then you avoid buzz saws for a while. Then you go on those fucking buzz saws just like shoot out of nowhere. And they come down from the top, and you have to go on the conveyor belt and avoid them. Are you with me?
Yes, the big conveyor belt.
So you make your way through that for a little while. That's about half the board.
Now you have to break it.
Yeah,
break it.
You have to shoot the
fire.
The dog.
Fire.
I thought, levitate a bridge to go over a sewage park because it's just like this green sewage shit. I'm pretty sure the three-eyed fish was somewhere over there.
You have to break the conveyor belt first with Bartman. You shoot the slingshot at it.
Yeah, at the little.
The hit some me
reason
here
that,
dot.
Some reason there's targets everywhere. So then all of a sudden it cuts to Lenny and Carl, and they're sitting on top of it. They're in a tree.
Are you going
to
stalk Lenny and Carl? No, I'm going to go out and stalk Lenny and Carl. Carl.
So they're arguing about.
Pokes the hole in the bottom.
Birds.
That's a stump bird.
Yeah. They're in a tree arguing about birds.
They're bird watching.
I think that's a... Yeah. But they're both in a tree together.
Yes.
Dig yay.
Carl Carlson. What's Lenny's last name? Lenny...
Kravitz.
No. I think Lenny like Lenerson. It's something stupid like that.
Yeah, I think it is Lenny Lenerson.
I know it's Carl Carlson.
Yeah. What are you doing, Homa?
You
sick and tired of hanging out with the same old losers?
What are you doing, Homa?
The big dick in the shower is one of the funniest jokes ever. The big blurred dick in the shower.
Oh, now Star God. Wipe to Flanders.
There's other wipes besides Star Wipes.
And then right after that, they Star Wipe. Like the actual show Star Wipes.
So the tree breaks.
I know too much about The Simpsons.
And Lenny and Carl, I know every Simpsons line up to like 2000. So after that, I don't know. I did like the jerk off though. So the tree falls and they fall on a conveyor belt together and get trapped by the tree. So you have to try and save them. Something happens after that, but I wrote Frogger part.
There is a Frogger part. That's when you have the... Hold on, where am I?
There's a river.
Yes, there's a river, and there's like a
little island. I think you have to push a button
before this. Yeah, you start the logs moving, because you can't get across. It's just water. Yeah. So you start the logs going, and then you have to play Frogger to get across, and there's alligators that go up and down in the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's no flies.
No, there's logs, though.
Get the fly. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat the fly.
Wait. I know
two slices and two grape sodas.
Yeah.
That'll keep me in business.
Now you have to move the vent tubes around with your psychic powers. And they're pretty easy because it's like color-coded. You put the blue one, and the red one, and the red one. To get the steam to float a certain way. So Bart can float across it to get to the button to push it to stop Lenny and Carl from dying. And there's also a time limit during that part.
Yeah, they fall on the conveyor belt and they're about to get chewed up.
I said that already.
No, you didn't.
I did. I said they get trapped in the conveyor belt.
No, they,
then the Frogger part. You're not paying attention. You're looking at whatever. Go ahead, deny it.
You're the worst.
Good job. And then after you save them, they forget your names. They're like, oh, it's Bob and Tony. They're like, pardon, Lisa. You've known us since we were like two. And they're like, sure. Oh, he goes, no, our lives don't revolve around you, you know. Yes, they forget your name. And then you just make your way over to this little thing. And then Bart shoots the...
Yeah, there's like these all these teeth going like this and this way and up and down. You just have to shoot it at the right...
Yeah, Bart shoots the fucking target and it blows up. Now, what's the explosion when it blows up?
I don't remember.
It's the Death Star explosion.
Was it? I don't remember.
It's the fucking big ring shoots out. It's the Death Star explosion. And now you have Marge. And she's got Maggie on her back.
In a snuggly.
Yep. And the next mission you need Marge and Lisa. Joy. And it's called Mob Rules. It has something to do with the game that Bart bought, the Itchy and Scratchy thing. I forget what the fuck she was saying. She was saying something. She's like, oh, we have to stop this. And what? She has to get an angry mob to try and stop them.
With Marge and Lisa. Marge hate... I put Marie. Marie hates Grand Theft Scratchy.
Yeah, that's definite.
So now you're on a mission to stop people from buying Grand Theft Scratchy. Yeah, so I think you're
blowing up the trucks. Because, you know what happened? The mayor let them like take over the town to do promotions and stuff, and you're trying to blow up all the promotional stuff.
Sure.
Okay.
So now you have you use your megaphone to get people to come on your side. So there's just people like walking around.
That's her power.
And it's like, hey, let's go, and like, okay, and they just grab all of a sudden they have torches and sticks and
pickaxes, and fucking hay rakes, whatever the hell they're called, pitchforks.
Yeah.
So that's her power. She'll have a megaphone, and then when you hold it down,
like a mega megaphone,
she'll do a loud, and it'll blow everybody back.
Mega made.
She's gone from suck to blow. Now you're destroying parade floats, and what you have to do is, which is totally pointless because you don't need more than all these people. You have to collect a certain amount of people and then point them in that direction and be like, oh, I'll break that. And she'll be like, oh, let's destroy this.
It'll tell you how many. You can do like, it'll say like zero or four. You can
do it yourself.
You can do it yourself, or you can have like one guy or two guys do it, just the most.
It's not like you need four guys. Yeah, and as you walk around this town, more people will come walking out, and you'll just be like, hey, you! And then you'll have, like, Mole Man and Lenny and Carl and, like, Principal Skinner. Because it's not just random people. It's
Mystical Picker! Sticking a Micker!
It's real people from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then you use Lisa, because there's a part you can't get through. It's a fire hydrant, and she picks up a box and drops it on there so the fire hydrant doesn't shoot water anymore. Yeah, you basically do stuff like that for the rest of the level.
You're destroying the floats, the billboards, anything that says Grand Theft Scratchy.
The trucks, I guess, to do delivery trucks. So you do that for most of the level. You make a bridge out of billboards with Lisa. You pick up the billboards to make a bridge over to the next part. And then this is the first new thing you do. Marge puts Maggie in a vent.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, little girl. And then like you have a first-person view of Maggie crawling through a vent.
Yeah, what happened? Oh, hold on. Yeah, you're destroying the billboards now. One of them is electrified.
That's it, yeah.
So you have to send Maggie into the vent to turn off the electricity. And so you're crawling around like...
Yeah, you just see like the hands in first person view and like the sucker.
And then you see a pacifier.
Yeah.
And the way you push buttons is you shoot the pacifier. You shoot it at the...
That's her weapon. Yeah. So he shoots her power, fast fire. I remember when they broke out of the thing and the dent, 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 dent. It was like the Great Escape song. Yeah,
the slide on the hanger.
That was an early one. Yeah. Break some more shit. You have to, now at the end of this board, what you have to do is break this giant itchy and scratchy statue. And you need eight people to do this. You don't really need eight people, but it tells you you need eight people. Now, this is a pain in the ass because you have cops trying to beat you up this entire time. And if they knock out your party, you have to go find either more guys because they'll forget that they're with you, or they'll just like pass out and not get back up. So you have to go find more random people. So it's kind of a pain in the ass. And then after you break it, the head of the statue rolls off into the mayor's building.
You forgot about Officer Marge is going to arrest you.
Oh, that's right. That's her power up. There you go. Go ahead.
There's a cop hat sitting around. You pick it up and you become Officer Marge.
Yeah, that's her power up. And then she's invisible.
You missed the blind man. You missed the lady with the baby.
That's what she was. Yeah.
She's on the gun range. You missed the lady with the baby. You missed the blind man.
I remember she arrests Homer at the end of that.
I'm Officer Marge, and I'm going to arrest you. Hold on, Marge is going to go buy those underage kids some beer. He parked across the three handicap spots.
What a dick he is.
Taking an officer's cap is an arrestable offense.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, then you blow, Marge. Take the mob, take out the statue.
Say so you, yeah.
There's like crusty Mrs. Krabappel. I've been calling her Crandall. I'm such an idiot.
During this part, you find out that the mayor is cahoots with the guy who wants to run the ad and turn the town into like a teen scratchy town or whatever. So he's giving the mayor a bunch of money.
Yeah, or something.
It's whatever it is. They're both corrupt.
They're in a hot tub.
And you want to stop it. So you're surrounding this building. They're in a hot tub. Yeah, and there's like two floozies. So you put Maggie in a vent to crawl through the vents and turn up the heat in the hot tub. So the hot tub gets really hot, and they get out, and they look out the window, and they see you there, and they're like, oh, we better stop this, because there's
an angry mob. So now the guy's like, okay, you got it. Now Quimby is like, there's going to be a ban on the sale of game to minors now.
Yes,
you know, what happens. The state of California owes the ESRB $2 million.
Why is that?
Because they tried unsuccessfully twice to pass bills to ban violent video games.
Why would they ban them?
Exactly. So they lost the first one case, they owe like $675,000. The other one's like $1.3 million. So they owe like $2 million to the ESRB now.
Probably never get paid. Okay. So now after that, you've used everybody. You found out all their powers. Everybody has their special powers. So that was kind of like a tutorial, but not really. It's kind of just to get you like into the game and see how everybody's going to work together. So now the Simpsons are sitting at a table and they're arguing about what they did and how they could do it. And they're like, oh, we're awesome. I can do this with my arms. And I was Clobber Girl and I stopped the mayor or whatever. And you're all just like, whatever. So then Kodos, and what the fuck is the name of the other alien?
Kang.
Kodos and Kang comes. I couldn't remember it.
This is my sister Kodos.
If you have a better way of exchanging long protein strands, I'd like to hear it. You're holding hands with the other candidate.
If you have a better way of exchanging long protein strands, I'd like to hear it.
Yes. So Kodos and Kang come, and they're going to take over the planet. And the first thing that they do is they turn the Colossal Donuts guy real.
Lardland.
And then they turn the dolphins evil. And then I wrote, wow, episode orgasm. Because the dolphins come out of the sea in March like they did, but the guy doesn't get stuck in a net. Go back, it's a trap, they got nets.
They get one stuck day in a they'll have a board with net. A nail in it so big it will destroy them all.
Bigger boards with bigger nails. Oh, I love that. So yeah, the donut guy, they turn him real.
That was the Monkey Fist episode. That was the first.
You get the free frogget. The frogget contains carcinogens. That's bad.
Aww. Oh. That's good.
That's bad. So now, it's Bart and Lisa, and you're going to find Professor Frink. And apparently Frink lives across the street.
Yeah, I was like, wait, that's...
So you just like a walk across the street and there's Frink's house.
Mm.
So now you find like this rift portal that you make. So you go into the rift portal. And you're in video game land.
Wait, where am I? Hold on. Transport to video game factory. Video game factory... video game factory world, the game engine.
It's fucking weird.
I don't know, that's weird.
So Frink is there, and he tells you that you're in this video game factory world, whatever the hell it is. And then Donkey Kong steals him, and he's just like, wow, Glyphon.
He has
like
a strategy
puts him down a tube.
He's like, yeah. I have something equal of importance than a cheat guide. The strategy guide. And then he gets kidnapped by Donkey Kong.
I love when he yells. He's like, oh, with the touching and the unlike.
No, yes. I don't want to be back to the nerd with the no sex and the...
So now you're making your way around this video game factory land, and there's like video game characters stuck behind glass. They had like Sonic running on a hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But he was all like tired, and you hear fake Mario's in the background, like it's me, help. Now you find out another Bart power. He has the grappling hook like Batman.
True.
Yes. Satisfied.
That's very true.
So you do that for a little while. You use the grappling hook to solve various puzzles.
Yeah, there's platforms like the hook onto, and you have the Mario pipe. You have to go down.
Yeah, and then you go down the Mario pipe, and then there's a bunch of conveyor belts. This is going to be a long one, so brace yourselves. Winter is coming. And then you fight football players because it's EA, so it's everything that EA can like throw at you, I guess.
Yeah, it's the Madden football players.
Yeah, and they come out and they say like the most ridiculous things. They're like 110%, and they just like run after you, and they say stupid shit like that. Yeah, and then you fight Ryu from Ryu, Street Fighter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ryu, whatever you say it. He's a pain in the fucking ass. This part gave me a hard time because both of them keep respawning, and you have to like push the button on the non-respawn thing so they stop. But fucking Ryu shoots shit at you, and then the other guys like clobber you, and it's a pain in the ass.
Lisa gets a new upgrade.
Yes.
Super saxophone. You want to
say what it is? No, she's had that.
No, the super saxophone, I said.
She's always had that.
No, the super one.
Okay.
Well, you can...
And she also learns another one.
What?
The meditation flick hand.
Oh, I didn't write that down. That's after. Well, no, after you get the super saxophone, you get the...
Dick.
You do get the super saxophone upgrade, I'm telling you.
I know you do.
And then you get a puzzle with cranes and platforms. Oh, that's the part where...
Yep.
You got the crane, and like you have to figure out where to drop these stupid...
So Bart can jump on them.
So Bart can jump on them, but there's like different ways you can put them, and it's a pain in the butt.
Yep. And then Lisa learns the meditation flick hand, so
you get the it's called the power flick.
Okay.
And you, as the hand of God, you... Flick guys.
Yeah, when you use the hand of God, you can now push X or something and it like flings the guys, which is pretty cool. So eventually, after you solve all these puzzles, you make your way to Donkey Kong.
And you fight him.
And what it is you're trapped on this thing surrounded by water and you can't go in water because you drown. And that's one of them.
It's more commonly known as an island.
No, but it wasn't an island because
it was an island.
No, it was
a piece of land surrounded by water. It's called an island.
It was a peninsula because it was against the wall.
Then that would be a peninsula.
There was a back wall.
Then that would be just a
floating island. Okay. So
there's like a little higher platform where
You're stuck on this thing and you can't get off it.
Donkey Kong is.
And Donkey Kong is on like an upper platform and he keeps sending Ryu and other guys after you. So what you have to do is wait for him to poke his body out. Because he'll just get mad when you beat up everybody out and come out, and he'll try to throw shit at you. He throws like barrels at you, obviously, because he's Donkey Kong. And when he comes out, you have to use the flick hand to just flick him like 3 or 4 times. And then he's dead. And then you rescue Frank. He's like, oh, thank you.
What happens when he dies?
What happens?
He falls in the lava or the water or whatever, and he gives the Terminator 2.
He gives the what?
The Terminator 2 thumbs up.
That's right, he does. I didn't write that down because I didn't care. That's what happens. It was lava. That's right. It wasn't water.
Yeah, he sinks in the lava and he puts a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Back to Springfield. Now you get the Helium Homer upgrade.
Yep, you learn the Helium Homer upgrade.
So you have to find...
Health, this is your first health increase.
Okay. It's like, congratulations, your family now has more health. Thanks.
Now, do they let you do whichever mission you want now?
Get the Helium Homer upgrade. I did them just in the order...
I did the Colossal Donut first.
No, I did Paradise Pier, which is Day of the Dolphin.
Well, we could do that now. Go ahead.
It's Sharky. Or Snarky? Was it Snarky or Shark? I think it was Snarky.
I don't think it's... Is it Snarky?
I think it's Snarky. So this is...
He's the sea captain.
The sea captain's there. The sea captain is there. But
yeah, they're Snarky, yeah.
It's Bart and Lisa. Right? It's Bart and Lisa, right?
It's Bart and Lisa.
Yeah. So the sea captain...
This is more lines than the sea captain has ever had in his life, and he says it too. He's like, I've never been in an episode this long.
He tells you something about the dolphins are taking over.
Yeah, he says blah, blah, blah. Oh, he's like, yeah, I'll get to me boat if you can take out the dolphins. You're like, all right, whatever, guy. Sounds good.
So now
to
you're
me.
Fighting dolphins on land.
That's what you're doing.
Let's see.
You use Lisa to lift sea mines. You that make happen. Bridges with the signs.
That does happen.
There's signs on top of.
You got to use the Buddha hand to flick the dolphins into the billboards too.
For them to break, so they fall
break
over.
Break open so you can get in there.
Mm-hmm. And you use them to make a bridge so you can get to the other places.
Then you got to open a hatch.
Yeah, I wrote Mario 2, but it's not a Mario 2. It's yeah like
you
that.
Grapple. You have to grapple over and you open a hatch and you both jump in the hatch. And you
yeah,
go
this
down.
One, this
like
one
a
was
Mario.
Short. This was a short episode. Now you had different dolphins. You had dolphins that just come out and smack you, and then you had these dolphins we had like tubas on.
Yes, they had. They were like
and the tubas
they were supposed
would
to be like seashells.
You,
like,
yeah,
I guess. But they were like they were like tubas. They wrapped around you.
Yeah. So now you go down that tube. And then you find the king dolphin, who is Snarky.
King Snarky.
King Snarky. And this is the boss fight.
It is. So he's like, he's on one of those platforms, like the baseball. You throw a baseball at it, he falls down.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
he's got like a tank in that. And there's another tank in front of him, like a round tank. So what you have to do is you have to jump around, open up the tank in front of him, the smaller tank. And then you pick up the electrified eels.
Where? No, not eels. They're jellyfish.
Jellyfish, I'm sorry. You use the Buddha power. So you have to use Bart to go up and push the button to open the thing. And then once the hatch is open, you pick up the jellyfish. You drop them in the water. Well, you pick them up out of the water? Or you drop them in
the... You pick the jellyfish
pick them up
out of the water.
Out of the little tank in the front.
He's not electrified first. You pick him up out of the tank, drop him in the electrified one, right. And then you drop him into
Snarky's tank. You have to use Bart to slingshot to knock Snarky in the water first.
Snarky.
And then you drop the electric eel in. Or
that's
vice versa, it doesn't matter which
it's
way you do it.
Jellyfish.
And then you go...
Yeah, I think you do it three times.
Three times.
I think once there was one time when he comes out, he's just like, three times,
comic book guy.
Because he's like, three times and... Because that's the way it is. Like, third time's the charm.
I remember getting, like, you can't swim as a cliche.
Yeah, that was
lava.
Yeah, sure.
The cliches are really good.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. And that's that. What did you do next?
Industrial Bridge. Shadow of the Colossal Donut, which is Shadow.
You had a hard time with this, right?
Shadow
Lord
of the
Lad.
Glasses.
His name's Lord Lad. This took me 5 minutes. It took you forever.
Took me about a half hour.
I got lucky. It took me 5 minutes. Would you like me to do this, or would you like to do it?
I don't care. You're in, like, a construction zone, and Lard Lad's alive, walking around.
The funniest part of this board is Kent Brockman saying the most ridiculous things to you. I, for one, welcome our ant overlords. Hail ants.
Hail ants, written in card.
He says, like, the most ridiculous things, and I forget where they were. Doesn't matter.
I'm going to open this thing.
I'm going to fucking shit on your face.
Go ahead. I'm going to shit on your Skywarp.
So, you're Bart and Homer.
So, you have basically half the city to run around in, and it's all demolished. Like, Lard Lad has these fucking laser eyes, and he's just blowing shit up and walking around, and he's holding the donut up and just looking menacing. And he also finds out that he, like, uses his eyes, or the aliens, I think he does. Lard Lad shoots a Krusty billboard, and then little Krustys come out and
little
start Krusty's chasing you around. So that's like the bane in this fucking board. Like, you have to get away from these little Krusties that are chasing you.
I'm Krusty the Clown, and I don't like you. I'm Krusty the Clown, and I'm going to kill you.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Here's your problem. Somebody set this thing to evil.
Here's your problem. Somebody set this thing to evil. I like that one. That's a good
one. I love you, Homer.
I remember he hugs his face, and he's like, ah!
Yeah, the dog likes to bury useless crap.
Yeah. What is he? Doesn't he have him bringing drinks at the end? He's like sitting outside. He's like,
he walked the dog again. Last time he buried me. Yeah, dogs like to bury useless crap.
Doesn't he? He's like, it's time for my sponge bath, and he's like, oh god, and he kills himself.
No, he just goes to the. He goes in the dollhouse with Malibu Stacy.
That's what it was.
He takes off his hat, puts on the hat. Right?
Yeah. Remember when The Simpsons were funny? So now, what you have to do while Lord Laird's running around, you have to get behind him somehow. And there is a button on his back. So you shoot the button with Bart.
The first one you can just shoot and his ass opens up and you can jump and get up there.
His ass opens up. Then you jump on there and you fucking push X and you pull out like his ass wiring. And then the next button is a little higher up his back. So you really can't jump up it. by yourself, which is really stupid because Bart has the grappling hook and could have just did that, but they wanted to give it a, make it a cop out and make it difficult. So I got really lucky because what I did in the second one is I just kind of, I was on top of a building when I shot it and I just swooped down and jumped on his back and did it. And then once the third one happens, it's on his head. So you have to be really high, like top of the building high. So what I did, which didn't work for you, I got on top of the unbuilt I-beam building. I stood on top of that, and then I switched to Homer, and then Bart stayed up there for me. And then I just made him chase Homer around. Oh, after you pull out these cords, he'll run around the city for a while. So he makes you not stay in the same place. But all you have to do is just make him chase you, and he'll go back to the same place if you find the place that you like working from. So I made him chase Homer back to me, and then I spun him around with Homer. I made Homer go like another way, and then he turned around, and I shot him with that, floated down on his head, and did that.
My problem was...
You said
was,
Bart wouldn't stay for you.
No, my problem was I would try to use Homer to distract him, but then he would always see me, and like Bart, and like Homer would just like... Homer was just completely useless for me.
It worked for me, man. If you put him on top of a building, he won't jump off. He'll stay there.
Yeah, but it was just... I could not get him to... He kept looking at me. And like he wouldn't like not look at me. So I had to get lost until he didn't see me, and then eventually like I got
If you hide far enough in the building, he won't see you. He'll just lose interest. All right. Which one did you do after that?
Springfield Mall, Invasion of the Yokel Snatchers.
Okay. Now you got Cletus.
This is...
Yeah, I can call my mom from up here. Hey, mom, go off a day and roof.
Yeah, a pair of shoes. You can use them on your job interview at the...
Cletus, the slack-jawed yokel. Yeah. Call my mom from up here.
Hey, mom, get off the dang roof.
Get off the dang roof. I got this hair pony hair girl. Oh, so now you have to save Cletus from the aliens because they're going to anal probe him. And this board was a pain in the ass. Because... Thousands of aliens will spawn after you. Thousands of Kangs and Kodoses will just come after you. And they say some pretty hilarious shit, too, because I remember one time they were beating you, and they were like, killing humans is like sex to us. I like that. Nothing? You got nothing?
That's what happened.
You didn't write down anything funny at all?
Not what they said, no.
Great. So this is the first time you actually have to use the Helium Homer. And... They kind of destroyed this parking lot.
There's lava. You get the laser eyes, so you're going to want to use those a lot at first.
Yeah, now a lot, about 70% of this game is being in one area and hundreds of guys attacking you that respawn and respawn and respawn, even if there isn't like respawners, they just kind of keep respawning. So the way you kind of want to get through that, if you're going to do this, is...
Well, they're aliens, so they just... Teleport.
These beam in, yeah, but I mean, there's always like 100 of them at the time, and it gets a pain in the ass, but there's a lot of that going on in the game with the same kind of scenario. So what you do is there's always a power-up for whoever you're with. Sometimes they're hidden, but you have to find them, and that's how you really get through it. Like this time, there's the Bart one, so you just get to the Bart one, which is the laser, and use him to kill everybody. So I mean, once you figure out that that's what you have to really look for and do, it really doesn't take you that long, because it's not really a hard game. It's just some of the parts are really fucking annoying.
Yeah, so you have to like go over the tractor trailers, and then you have the helium, and you kind of boost.
He has two things he can do when he's helium. He can either go up, or he can like fart and go forward real fast.
So you use that to get over these lava pits, which, why the lava pits?
It's a fucking Walmart. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then once you do that for a little while...
Yeah, you got to go over one, and then you press a button, you turn the steam vents on,
yeah,
and you
can
use
Bart
to get folks to come back to you, and you just do that for a while.
Space Invader part.
Hold on, where am I? You get to the Quickie Mart, which is all, like, you know, disheveled,
mm-hmm.
and you play Space Invaders.
It's Space Invaders in, like, the parking lot.
Yes.
So there's three piles of junk, just like Space Invaders.
You can either use Bart or Homer. If you use Homer, he burps. And if you use Bart, you just use the slingshot.
I destroyed this.
God view. You know, it's from above.
Yeah, it's Space Invaders. It's Space Invader view. And the ship will go back and forth
it's
trying to
shoot
you.
Three waves, and you just, you know, beat it. That's
pretty easy.
Not hard.
I mean, you can go out past it. You don't have to stay behind the brick. So I just ran out and beat the shit out of them and ran away.
Yeah, that's what you I did.
It's pretty simple. It wasn't the hardest thing in the world. It's kind of funny. But if the spaceship goes back and forth and it shoots a laser at you, and if it hits you, it like knocks out all your power. So,
but you have, like knocks you out, and then you can use your other character until you get back up.
It brings it back like half energy when you do it, or he'll come back on his own accord. If so you sleep in there, it just takes a little longer.
You say Cletus is on the table next to the pig. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you save him.
You'll then he joins you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with his shotgun, because he's like, them aliens done probed me.
So now you have to destroy the portals. So this, you need the Homer ball and you burst, right? Is that how you destroy the portals?
That's how you do it. Okay.
There's like, what, 3, 4, 5, something like that.
Yeah, it's like 4 portals around this thing, which is like they're on top of ramps, and you just boost Homer through it and he'll break them, and you just roll to the other side, do it to the other thing.
Push button to find Sideshow. Oh, you press the button. Yeah.
You go to this, there's a little pod in the corner, like a wall opens up, and then you go over there and you push the button, and it spins around. It kind of looks like the
Star Wars?
No. Well, yeah, kind of like that. And then the pods from the fly.
Okay, yeah.
And it turns around, and it's Sideshow Bob. And it's Kelsey Grammer and everything. And then what does he do?
I don't remember.
He does the rake.
Oh, he does do the rake.
There's a rake out of nowhere. He just starts monologuing, and then he's just like, I'm going to crush you. And he's like, and the rake hits him in the face, and he does it. And then Kodos and Kang are watching it, and he's like, did you leave your rake there? And he's like, I believe I did. Yeah. Yeah. Aliens. Rake. Does the rake thing. Everybody wanted to see the rake thing. I think, and then Kodos and Potos. That's from Beastmaster. The name of his ferrets were Kodos and Potos. I think Kodos or Kang does the rake thing too. I know it happens. I just don't know if it's this part. What's next?
Go back to the house.
And now bargain bin.
You find a whole new way to cheat.
What happens?
Use the internet.
Ah, so you're Homer and Bart, and then Homer
Homer spills beer on the computer as you're using the internet to cheat.
No. First you're outside, and then Homer... Oh, Jesus Christ. The whole family's out in front of the house, and the aliens come over, and they're trying to talk to you. Like, they're in a little spaceship, and they're just like, oh, we're going to kill you, Simpsons, you bastards. And then Bart's like, you know what? Why don't we just... Oh, the ship is flying around, and it's shooting, and then after it shot, like, 3 shots, a little hole would open up. And then it would close again and shoot 3 shots.
Like,
and then
why
the hole
isn't
would
open that up. every third shot, there's always our weak point has to open up.
Bart is like, oh, I found the weak spot. It's right there. So then the aliens are like, why are we just trying to destroy this town? Let's just destroy the whole fucking town. And you're like, oh, that's a good idea. So then they just like zip away and they just start shooting the buildings. And the Simpsons are like, ah, crap. So they're like, what are we supposed to do? And now they figure out, like, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll go to Game Facts or whatever, and we'll figure out the strategy to beat this game. So that's what they do. They're going to go on the internet and find out the strategy.
And then Homer spills beer on the computer.
Yeah, he finds a walkthrough, and then he spills soda or beer or whatever on the keyboard.
And he gets sucked in.
They get sucked into the internet.
It happens.
And who do you meet?
Will Wright.
Who?
Will Wright.
Will Wright, the creator of The Sims.
Sims. And what's great is there's a lot of Spore jokes. So this is right when Spore was coming out. And they just totally ripped on Spore.
Probably because Spore sucked.
Yeah, they're like, this game's taking longer to develop than Spore.
What a stupid game. Have they made anything since then? Just Sims games, right?
Just Sim. There's like Sim iPhone games and
Sim dick in my ass.
Don't say that. It might come true.
Wouldn't mind that.
Will Wright's like, we're going to get rid of all the old games. Make way for the new games. Because fuck the old games.
Exactly.
And then you see the 8-bit Simpsons. And they're stuck in Nintendo cartridge.
Yes.
And there's like a factory in there destroying all the old Nintendo cartridges, Simpsons games.
Mm-hmm. And there's a time limit.
And their voices are all, 8-bitty.
Yeah, they're
crappy.
All
like, this world is too smooth.
Yeah, I think they call you the smooths. There's a little time limit because they're on a conveyor belt, like suspended from a conveyor belt, and they're going to get thrown into a fire or whatever. So
yeah, incinerator.
I think you're Homer and Bart right now, right? Yes, you are. You're Homer and Bart. And you basically have to grapple and jump and all that stuff. I think there's a couple of ramps that you use Homer to jump through to get to this button to push it to stop the conveyor belt from killing the Simpsons. And then you save them. And then they tell you that you should go see the creator of all the Simpsons games.
Well, it just says the creator. You don't know who the creator is, but.
And then he tells you that you need the four key cards, and then I think what's his name pops up, and he's like, key cards? Oh, he's like, doesn't say, like, really spec?
They're keys. They're not key cards. They're just really keys.
Yeah, he's like, spoiler, key cards are really keys.
Uh-huh.
So now you go into this big lobby. Kind of looks like a movie theater. And it has a lot of fake posters around, and they say
these are all games that are in development. This is where you need the keys from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's four. Yeah, they look like movie marquees. There'll be like a big poster and then like the name in the marquee.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do these in any order you want, but you need to get the four keys.
Yep.
I just did them from left to right.
That's what I did. The first thing you do, though, is you talk to Frank.
Yes.
And Frank gives everybody new power-ups.
He gives everybody a power-up, yes.
He gives Homer the ability to turn into a gummy Homer and shoot gummies. And then
sweet
the
power-ups candy.
That you get for that are the fucking... Are the Velos... The
Venus de Milo.
Velos gummies.
The gummy de Milo?
Yeah, yeah. Sweet candy. The clock candy. Keeps going back and forth because they keep cutting it.
Forbidding candy. Yeah. I just couldn't get enough of her sweet can.
Sweet candy.
She opens up the trench. He takes the pop rocks and the soda and makes it into a grenade. She opens up the kids are just going around inside the trench coat looking for all the candy.
I remember that. What does Lisa get? What's everybody's power? Homer gets the gummies.
Lisa gets lightning and freeze for Buddha.
That's right. Yep. Which is, they use that a lot. The gummies you don't even really need ever.
Bart gets two things. He gets the wrist rocket, which is the super-powered slingshot. And the super cape, which lets him glide further.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Marge gets the mega megaphone. It's called the mega megaphone.
All right.
It's just a megaphone that when you hold it down, it does it a blast.
Cool. I did NeverQuest first.
Yes. Rolling. It's called the marquee and the name of the episode are different. So this is called Rolling Beta and it's really called NeverQuest.
Yeah. We call it NeverQuest.
No, it is NeverQuest.
It's Homer and Marge. And then you're fighting
Patty and Selma as a dragon. Yeah, the hobbits Flanders kids and Ralph is a hobbit and
Yep. There is a two-headed Patty and Selma dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to fight her. And what she does is, it's not a time limit, but you have a set amount of destruction that she can do before it stops. There's like four or five houses, and if she burns all these houses down, the game ends. Mm-hmm. You have to start over.
But she like fly. It's like a really small town. So she just fly around in between these bridges, and they got to use Homer to hit her. And then she falls, and then you use Marge to rally the kids and then attack her.
And beat her. Yeah.
Think three times.
It's kind of pain in the ass.
No, that was easy. There's harder things than that.
You can really, if you see her pattern, you know what she's going to do. She can follow her.
If you save the 8-bit Simpsons, they're walking around the lobby.
Yeah, and they say stupid shit. Yeah.
I can't get used to this place. It's too smooth.
Smoothies. Oh, yeah, that's what you do. Yep. And now you go into the dungeon door. And I think they tell you no one's ever gone in there or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You have to get, you see the door and then you have to find the lever to open it. And you're just running around looking for the lever.
And now what do you fight?
What do you fight or what do you play?
What do you fight?
I don't know what you fight.
First, before you even start that, you fight these things before it goes into the next game.
Oh, you fight... Wait, no.
Yeah, the Berserker Mose.
Oh.
First Berserker Mose come out before you go into the thing. And he's just like, Berserker Mose! And he's just like white face and just like a club. Yes. So now you find a lever for a door. And you go into that door and the first thing... Nice. And you yell at me. The first thing that comes at you are the ghost autos.
Well, this is when you're playing...
Not yet. First, you get two ghost autos that come after you, and they're like, oh, trippy. And they blow up. Now you go through the door, and what happens?
You're playing Gauntlet.
It's Gauntlet. Awesome game. And you even have the announcer's voice.
Do you? I don't remember.
If you get really low, the guy's like, Marge's power is low.
Oh, yes, right. Yes. Bart, like, Homer got the key.
Yeah. I love that. Uh-huh.
So you go through like three or four levels. You got to find the keys and open the door. And the doors are, you know, the big, long, gold bars that are doors.
It's top view. Some people never played Gauntlet, so they'll explain it.
There's piles of bones, like in Gauntlet, everything.
Yes. What it is Gauntlet is top down, kind of like Diablo and all that.
Go play.
Yeah, go. Gauntlet's a lot of fun.
We don't need to describe what Gauntlet is.
Just get drunk with your friends and play Gauntlet. Go play some Gauntlet. there would be like spawner things for Mo, and you break those things and they come after you. And then the spawners for the autos, which autos are ghosts and they come after you and they explode, are bones. So you break the bones and then auto stops coming after you. So you do that for a couple of levels.
It's like three levels.
It's floors. Yeah, it's floors. So you go down into the floor. You got to get the key to go to the, open the door and all that. You go into the dragon room.
So you see like the mouth of a dragon and then like gold piled up. And
I don't exactly know what that's from. I'm going to say it was like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because that's what the dragon was in Lord of the Rings. Not Lord of the Rings. Hobbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like little rooms where the nerds kind of come out of. Well, not in rooms. They were like little like caskets kind of things, right? Where you break them open to get the guys to come out.
Yeah, they were chained up. Not chained up, but they were. Yeah, in like coffins or caskets or something that they kept.
So you
them
rally
in
everybody, would, need like 20 of them, and like you have to sacrifice. You have to open up the mouth of the dragon to get into it.
Uh huh.
And the way you do it is you have to sacrifice kids.
Yeah, into portals
like,
on the sides.
Yeah, there's like two things holding it open or shut or whatever. And you have to sacrifice kids. I was like, wow. You're sending children to their death.
I think he has like one gold tooth too. Yeah, hilarious. There was a big standoff in that room too. That was kind of a pain in the butt. And now you make your way up there because after you do that, these two pillars arise on the sides. That are made out of gold.
I think there's a Maggie part too you can do right there.
That's the Maggie part now. Okay. You put Maggie in. You make your way up with Marge to the dragon's face, and you put Maggie in the dragon's eye. And then that's when she pushes the button and the mouth opens up. The sacrifices were to raise the coins to get up to the face. And then once you go into the mouth, you know, screen goes black, and you go into the next one, and it's Joust. Fucking Joust. I didn't know what it was till you told me.
Yeah, you were like, what is it that you're playing with in the boss?
I knew the eggs were from something, but it was too not like Joust for me to think Joust. Like as soon as it went top view, I was like, oh, this is Gauntlet. You know, also I didn't play Joust as much. So it's Joust. And Patty and Selma, there's like multi levels and you can run through the left and come out the right. You know what I mean? And she drops eggs on you. What you have to do is float Homer up to her and just like power gas at her like three times and then she'll die. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. That's the boss fight. I probably missed something there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just gotta jump on her head, land on her head three times. And then,
yeah. And then next I did Medal of Homer.
Guess
what this is.
The key's in the ashtray.
because there's an ashtray up in the thing, yeah. Yeah, you get the first key.
It's called Hot Off QA, Medal of Homer, and it's Medal of Honor.
It's Medal of Honor. Now, it's the Fighting Hellfish, though.
It is the Fighting Hellfish.
You have really young Abe and really young...
What's cool is you have like old school World War II uniforms on.
Oh, they're pretty pictures.
And Bartman as World War II infantry.
Yeah, he has this little fucking spiked helmet, yeah.
Bartman.
So there's like a whole cut scene with young Abe Simpson and young Mr. Burns. What the hell's Mr. Burns' first name?
Charles Montgomery.
Monty Burns.
He wants
so what
to,
happens is
he's got the, you know, the
you land in France. And then as soon as you land, France surrenders. And they stick 24 white flags out of the buildings. So this whole board, you have to find these flags that are hanging out the window, which I thought was totally stupid and pointless. I thought it was really... Like, I have to collect 24 flags. Why am I doing this?
Yeah, this is
what
one of the
looking at?
Stupidest things. I'm bidding on something.
He's such an asshole.
Probably just going to say fuck it.
Because
I don't want to pay this much.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I don't know.
This isn't a podcast right now. So you have to run around this French town and find 24 flags, and then you go into Castle Dussel Duffelstein. You go into a gate and it turns into Wolfenstein, but it's like Castle Duffenstein, I think is what it was. It was Duffenstein. Nothing. I've lost you.
That's what it is. It's Castle Wolfenstein.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's what happens. And then you go to Algeria after you save this town, stop them from surrendering. and it's Jabba El Hutt, Algeria.
Is it?
That's what it's called.
God.
Jabba El Hutt. And it's an escort mission. And he tells you, he comes out, he's like, escort mission.
Oh, what do you... Not only... Wait, I forgot. You not only are... not only the French surrender, you're saving... You have to save snails so the French have something to eat.
I don't remember that.
That's what you're doing in France. That's like your overall goal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, stinky pits and all, baby. So now you have an escort truck. And you use Bart and Homer to stop this escort truck from being blown up. I think Abe and them are in there with the famous pictures that they stole. Remember from the Fighting Hellfish episode, they found out, oh, they're pretty
all
pictures.
All them pretty pictures. And the last one remaining, because it's all disaster, all them pretty pictures. Is anybody here familiar with a Tontaine?
Yeah.
Why don't you describe it? Where the sole survivor becomes possession, gets possession of all their pretty pictures.
All their pretty pictures.
Yes.
All their pretty pictures. Okay. His name was like Moose or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So this part wasn't that hard. You can really kind of stay in front of the truck and you just use... I used Gummy Homer to blow shit up.
Yeah,
the truck will drive and there will be like turrets that fire at it and something else that tries to blow it up.
That is the easiest way.
And that takes care of that.
And that's the end of that.
Oh, we can do that now because this is The Simpsons. That's the end of that chapter.
Yeah, see?
So now there's a little cutscene and you find out that Burns double-crosses Abe and tries to steal all the pictures and apparently has his own fucking aircraft carrier and it has the B, big B on the side in gold. So basically you have to assault his aircraft carrier and stop it. So you use Bart and Homer across this entire aircraft carrier, pushing buttons and gliding and blowing up the turrets. Oh, you also have C4, and they're like, oh, you have only so much C4. I'm just kidding. You have all the C4 you want.
Mm-hmm.
So you get Homer, because only Homer is allowed to use the C4, and you go to the parts where you need the C4, like every Call of Duty game. You put the C4 on it, and then you run
it's
away.
It's on,
and
like,
it blows
the
up.
The cannons.
Yeah, it's on the cannon. I think there's a couple of doors that you blow up to get through with the C4. Uh-huh. So that's the whole board.
Yeah,
there.
Because when you blow up the cannon, you get the updraft.
Yeah, you also have Mr. Smithers in the little sailor's outfit and a plunger. He's like, I love Mr. Burns. And you just knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to Mr. Burns. And
you're
punch
quite
Mr.
good
Burns.
At turning me on. Yeah, so
you should probably ignore that.
You go all the way up to the crow's nest. Like, all right, this is going to be the fight of a lifetime. And then you just hit him once. He's like, oh, I'm dead.
Yes. Yeah, he does the fucking old-time fisticuffs move with the double knuckles out. Yes. Ah, super big, happy, fun game.
Wait, where am I? Yeah, the key is on the back of the painting. You take the painting out and it's on the back.
Oh, okay. I didn't even pay attention to those. All right.
Known shippable. Super happy, super happy, fun game.
You're Homer and Lisa.
You're Katamari Damacy.
Milhouse is dressed like the king. Katamari Damacy. If you've never played Katamari Damacy, do yourself a favor and play it.
I don't think I've ever played one all the way through.
It is fantastic.
I've played them, but not like...
The first two are the best ones. Just do those.
Milhouse comes out. He's got the big ear thing. He's all, you know...
He's the Prince of Space.
Yeah, I was going to say. He basically is the Prince of Space.
And I think in that game, he's called the King of the Cosmos in Katamari Damacy. Fucking love
so you
that
find
game.
Mr. Sparkle in a
you
toilet
to
statue.
He's frozen in a toilet statue.
So the world has got, because he's trapped, now the whole world is dirty.
Yes, because Mr. Sparkle can't
Mr.
clean.
Mr. Sparkle needs to clean everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now
your goal is to break him open and clean the world.
Get him out, yeah. You fight sumo comic guys in this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the fat sumos with the comic guy's face, and he says ridiculous shit to you.
Yeah, there's three statues that you have to reconstruct along the rim of him. You got to use the Buddha hand to pick him up and drop him. They're like, you know, the Japanese paper lantern thing. Okay, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
So you do that three times, and then you unlock Mr. Sparkle.
Yep. And he opens a gate for you. And now you're making your way across lava. This was a pain in the ass.
This is the fire level, so yeah, you're...
It took me a while to figure out that what you're supposed to do is
freeze. It took you a while. You had to text me because I had to look it up.
Yeah, too. I had no idea.
I totally forgot you had sumos. Freeze.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't like use it until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's square holes in the lava, which makes no sense. But so you have to freeze the guys.
Yeah, they're like footprints.
And turn them into ice cubes and then drop them into these square holes. And miraculously, the boiling 9 billion degree lava is not hot enough to melt the ice that Buddha Lisa can create.
No. Doesn't even melt at all.
Like, you would think, like, as soon as you brought it near the lava, it would just boil off, and just as you dropped it, it would just turn to steam, and that would be it. But no.
No.
Straight in, you're fine.
Yep. So once you make your way across this lava ice blocks, you get to the first boss fight, and it's fucking Pokemon.
It's Jimbo.
Jimbo is a Pokemon character.
He's like, you will fight me now!
I don't know what the big...
And it goes into, like... You know, the Pokemon. Anime Pokemon, like,
it goes into an RPG battle. Yeah.
JRPG, where you see him on the top and the other guys on the bottom, and you're like battling. And then it goes into, you know, the classic one guy on one side, you're on the other side, and you know, you want to fight, run, dodge, whatever.
Yeah, you have each one of you has three things, and then one of them or each of you will not do any damage to him, and then one will do a little damage, and then one does like mega damage.
So you have to figure out which one the mega one is and just keep doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I tried to like change it up, and I was that.
No, it didn't work that way. We all tried that because that's how a game would work, but that's not what happens.
Nope.
So you kill Jimbo Pokemon, and then Milhouse gets mad. He's like, oh, you beat my first one, but you won't beat the second one.
Now you open the ice level.
Yep, it's the ice thing. And this one took me forever because I couldn't figure out where the third one was. So what you're doing in this board is just running around. There's a frozen Godzilla here, too.
We're experiencing in the wall.
Slight Godzilla turbulence.
Usually at around 10,000 feet, he does let go. Luckily, Mothra has been seen in the area, and that should distract him.
Which was the one where they're flying away, and there's all the monsters are there. They're like a monster island, and they're flying away, and you just see like all the monsters coming after them. Was it the same episode?
That was that. Because as soon as he's got the plane in one hand, he's like fighting Mothra with the other hand.
Okay. So what you have to do is you have to use Homer.
There's three giant stone blocks.
Frozen
like pillars,
stone blocks.
But they're frozen.
Yeah.
So
like obelisks.
Yeah, so you have to use Homer as a ball to go up these ramps and then get to the helium, which is all the way up on the top. So he's like, jump from ledge to ledge and do all this stuff. And then you have to float across and land on one of these pillars and then bounce on it to shatter the ice.
Yep.
And you can't reach, you don't have enough helium to go back and keep doing. You have to go to the right one that's closest to it.
Now, one of them that gave me a hard time was you're supposed to go up one ledge and then launch yourself off the ramp on that ledge onto this other side, which took me for, I don't know why I couldn't say it. I'm retarded because it's one of those things like
you're walking around a level
for 3 days because you can't find a door, and then you turn your left and there's the door, and you're like, the fucking door was not there yesterday.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me, except I did it with something else.
So that's what you do. And then you just use Lisa to pick up these things and do the same thing as the ice blocks, basically. You make just a little stairway to this, and you make your way to the next Pokemon fight, and it's fucking Ralph.
I'm a Pokemon. Yeah, you pick them up, you make a stairs. You have to put them in the right order to make the stairs to go up.
And what does Ralph do? He poops on you. He's like a horse, and then he turns around and he's like, and he poops on you, and that's his power.
Bastard.
I know. So you fight him as a Pokemon, and you do the same thing. Find out which one hurts him the most. Now, one of the most retarded parts in the game... Didn't give me a hard time. I just thought it was really fucking stupid and pointless. The airship.
Yes, this is totally retarded.
For absolutely no reason, just game prolonging annoyingness. There's an airship that you get on. And thousands of respawning sumos come after you. And there's five or six propellers.
There's five. Two on the wings. The sides and one
in the center, right?
One
in the center. So there's five of them. And all you have to do is these sumos will run around and push the button to stop them. I don't know why you would have a button to just stop the propeller. So they stop the propellers. You have to run over there and push that button so the propeller turns back on. And there's a little meter on the side, and the thing will just get higher and higher. So you have to just make sure that all the propellers don't shut off before it gets that high.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first time I did it, I didn't realize that you can turn them back on.
Neither did I. I had no idea. So I was going around fighting
Lisa and just flicking them off with the Buddha hand.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
And then I realized, wait.
Because they don't fucking tell you. Don't. It doesn't say, oh, turn these back on. That's the thing. I didn't write that down. It didn't tell me until like 15 minutes into the board when I already figured out what I had to do. Lisa was like, oh, make sure they don't shut off the things. I was like, thanks, Lisa. That's why nobody likes you. So you do that, and it's not hard. It's just really fucking stupid. Because the whole time you're doing that, you're like, why am I doing this? And then you fight the last Pokemon fight, which is the twins. I don't know what their name is. What's the twin girls called? Our mom says our dad's a real sex machine. It's fuck, the two creepy twin name? Girls. They were in the Shining episode.
Yes. I mean, I know who Terry and...
Terry and Carrie?
No. Hold on. Sherry and Terry.
That's it. Shitty and Spinny.
It was Terry. Sherry and Terry.
Yeah, and they have like they're like a double-headed twin Pokemon thing. Oh no, they're just twins. You fight them as twins, and then Milhouse gets really mad and like goes away.
I wanted to mention this. After you beat the ice one, Ralph. He comes out. Milhouse is like, "You'll never beat my first guys. They'll take you on." And then, oh wait a second, you already did. These are the second ones. Ah, crap.
Yeah.
He says the exact same thing he says after the first one. And then, like, at the end, he's like, oh, wait.
Thanks, Mark.
I thought that was funny. So shut up.
It's a lot of jokes I thought in this that were funny that you didn't. Your eyes look like boobs. I love that. I don't want to go to Chocolate Bunny Hell. Grand Theft Scratchy.
Now Mr. Sparkle can now clean stupid, the world. And Milhouse gives you the key card.
I fucking hate this
Hatching
board.
Soon,
this
is Grand Theft Scratchy.
Stupidest, most retarded board. Didn't give me a hard time. I just thought it was totally pointless and game prolonging and really not fun in any way.
You're playing Grand Theft Scratchy.
You're Lisa and Marge.
And you have to clean up buildings. Because all the buildings you're in, it's Grand Theft Auto, so there's South Central LA crappy buildings.
The only funny thing about this board is the things that Itchy and Scratchy say when they're walking around, because they're like pimps and drug dealers, and they're like, hey, baby, you want to suck my cat dick? And it's just like shit like that.
So you got to recruit. There's like lady cats and, you're recruiting. You can only recruit the dogs.
Yeah.
So those doofy-looking dogs, you recruit them to clean up the houses.
Yeah, you have to get like so many of them and to fix the house. So you need eight, but you don't really need eight. If you get eight, it goes faster. But if you do like three, it'll work just fine.
The just take longer. Enemies are the Itchies and Scratchies.
Yes, they've spawned out of
and they spawn
pimp mobiles
they
and vans.
Spawn out of pimp mobiles.
Yeah, yeah, they spawn pimp mobiles and vans.
Yes.
That's what you're doing. You're repairing the one side of the buildings, and then you have to move the bridge.
Well, you have to get the generators and you lift yourself up.
Yeah.
You do that a couple of times.
And then you repair more buildings on the other side of that bridge once you get across. One of the buildings, you have to make Maggie change the radio station. You have to put her in the hole and then she goes through it and pushes the button. So it changes
the radio station, yes.
I don't remember. Yeah, that's what I said. I don't remember what song. It was a rap song and then it changed it into...
Was it like Lionel Richie or something?
Yeah, it was like, there has to be a morning after. Or something stupid like that. It wasn't that song. To the day. There was something really stupid like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then who comes?
Where am I? Is this Poochie?
Just Poochie.
Well, you have to build you get the ice bridge. You got to... Yeah, Poochie comes out.
I have to go back to my home planet.
So Poochie comes out and he starts like throwing guys at you and you have to make a ice bridge to walk across. You have to freeze the guys and drop them in the water. The Scratchies. Yeah. And then you get across and you see Poochie and he's on the stage.
Oh, you know what else is in this? The suicide bomb hose. Hookers will just run at you holding bombs and they blow up.
I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah, that's in this board. Yeah. So you get to the boss fight now. And it's a top view. And Poochie's on a big sound stage because they were going to put on like a concert of like rap. And Poochie was just like, yo, suck my dick and this and fucking whores and whatever rap. I don't even know. You know what I watched the other day? It was pretty funny. I'm Still Here. It's the fake Joaquin Phoenix movie.
Never
heard. Joaquin Phoenix built like a big hoax that he was going to stop making rap and he was going to quit making movies and everything. So he made like this fake documentary
about that.
Documentary about that. It's actually pretty funny. I watched that the other day. I can recommend
I thought that was real for some reason.
Yeah, everybody thought it was real. And then he came out and said it wasn't. So, yeah, pretty funny.
So Poochie.
So you got a top. Yeah, you got top view, and he's on top of the stage, Poochie. And it's just waves of these hookers that try to blow you up.
What game is it?
What game is it?
Missile Command.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, you didn't know that?
The fuck is Missile Command?
You never played Missile Command?
No, I'm sure it's terrible.
Missile Command was like the first game that had the rolly ball.
Oh, I know what that is.
You had the three cities, and the missiles would come down, and you had to shoot your missiles to intercept their missiles.
Roll it up. Yeah, horrible, horrible game.
Great game. It's Missile Command. Yeah.
So basically what you have to do is you have to stop them from blowing up the trucks that you like redid to make good trucks. Yeah, that's right. So now you have all four key cards.
You got the key, The key cards. Like
I think you beat up Poochie at the end of that.
Yeah, you beat the crowd. You send all the dogs to beat up Poochie.
Yeah. So you put the key cards in
the holes. You destroy the stage. Yeah, okay. Key cards.
And then you go, put the key cards in the holes.
Mansion.
And then you go into there and you find out that you get a cutscene and it's Matt Groening.
It's Matt Groening!
Groening! So it's Matt Groening. Of course he's a creator. Everybody knew that. Why wouldn't you know that? And then...
This is the hardest, this was the hardest part in the game for me, I think.
I did this two or three times. It was a pain in the ass. It
took me a few times. So you're at the front lawn of his mansion. And there's like hedges and then stacks of... And then like everything's made out of money. The fountain's made out of money, I think. There's piles of cash everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's limos with lawyers coming out. And it's the, Mr. Burns' lawyer.
Yes.
So you have to destroy the limos, and there's like six of them, and like they beat the crap out of you.
High price lawyers.
They
shoot
Homer.
Things at you out of their suitcase.
Yeah, they're really
fucking
rough.
Relentless. Like they shoot you, and it takes like half your life.
Usually, I was able to get like three limos, and I try to like run away and heal because you have self healing in this game. You don't have health.
Once again,
you have a health meter, but I mean, you're self healing. You don't have
find out where packs. The where that upgrade is that makes you invincible, and just kind of fucking spam it. Hide as long as you can until that comes out.
So then you
it took me three or four times.
Yeah, it took me a little while.
It's annoying because you have to once you die, you have to do that whole thing again. You have to go fight the fucking vans again.
So you destroy all the limos and you go have to ring the front doorbell.
Yeah.
So how do you ring the doorbell?
It's the Simpsons theme song, but
Simon
on
arcade
Simon,
buttons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to play the Simpsons theme to open it to ring the bell.
Yeah, you only have to stand on the last one and it goes din din din.
Yeah, it's like wait, I didn't press it enough times.
Yeah. Then Matt Groening is yelling at you and he brings out his two secret weapons. And who are his two secret weapons?
It's Bender and Zoidberg.
Zoidberg. Why not Zoidberg? And they yell hilarious things at you. So you're fighting trillions of Zoidbergs and Benders. This fight didn't give me a problem at all.
No.
Matt Groening hides up in the side in a corner. You use Homer as a ball.
He's got ramps.
To hit one of them. It's kind of like pinball. And then
there's a giant table in the middle that runs throughout the whole length of the board.
Yeah. And then the next time you use Bart to pull the lever and it closes the curtain on him and that hurts him.
Yeah, that's weird. It doesn't hurt him, but it just you just have to do it. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
You do that like eight times.
Mm-hmm.
There's like pencils that come out that block you from going up the ramp.
Yeah, when you're Homer. Yeah, they give you like little different obstacles. It didn't really give me a hard time. I was able to outrun
I don't think I ever died. I think it was just
no. I didn't die at any point after this.
Oh, I didn't. Later on. Not in this section, but...
The fucking... Heaven was pretty hard, I guess.
There was one part in there. We'll get there.
So then, after you get his health low enough, the table kind of rises.
Yeah, this giant table in the center lifts up and turns into a ramp.
Yeah, it's a ramp. You use Homer to fly up it and hit the last like little pinball.
I fell
button.
Off like three times.
Oh, I did all right with that. I kind of shut off. Yeah, I'm just going to pick my nose for a minute here.
All right, come on.
I'm so hungry. I have chili waiting for me. I'm starving.
Let's get through this.
I'm not slowing down. You're the one.
So he hits the self-destruct button and runs.
Yeah, Macaroni is like, oh, fuck you guys. I'm going to hit the self-destruct button. So he blows up his mansion and kills everybody.
You go back to Springfield.
Yeah, you make your way out and you get out before blowing up. And then there's only one portal left because all the other portals are broken. And it's to go back to Springfield. So you go back to Springfield, and the aliens are still attacking.
You're like, what the hell are we going to do? There's only one person that can help us now.
Yeah.
Who is that person?
God.
Yeah. So Lisa's like, I wonder if I use my Buddha powers and use all the stuff from Springfield to make a giant tower to heaven. Maybe we can go talk to God.
Well,
where were you when they built the tower to heaven? We want to go build a ladder to heaven. Why? We got to go see our friend Kenny. That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
There was one part in this where the aliens were angry that you did something to them, and then they were like, we're going to get revenge. And then Kang was like, the egg rolls are done. And they're like, revenge, egg rolls, revenge, egg rolls, revenge.
Egg rolls.
That made me laugh really hard. Egg rolls, revenge. Mm-hmm. And they're like making the eating sounds. Revenge, egg rolls. Okay. Lisa makes a heaven building stairway.
Lisa needs braces.
You get to the gates of heaven, and who's there?
William Shakespeare. Who else?
And he hates you.
He does.
And you have to fight William Shakespeare.
Lisa and Marge get in, and then the gates close. And then William Shakespeare's like, you're not getting in here. What the fuck is that?
And then you fight William Shakespeare to the anvil song.
Is that what? I don't remember.
It's the... Da, 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 na, 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 na. Yeah, you fight him to the anvil song. It's an old opera. The anvil chorus, not the anvil song. The anvil chorus. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Yes, you fight William Shakespeare to the anvil chorus.
And then you get into heaven.
And everybody from the game is in heaven that you have fought before.
And
lumberjacks are there. The aliens are there. The dolphins are there. So this is a pain in the ass, right?
Not this part. Coming up, okay. I'll tell you when. So you have to open the side gates so that everybody can get through. Because like Bart or Homer, I think you can get around everything, but the other ones can't. But so you have to stay together.
Yeah.
There's also an arcade. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. I broke all those machines.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is there's clouds in the center.
The sumos are there.
And you have to fly with Bart. And grapple up, and they're all, for some reason, they're all mini golf putting greens.
Yeah, they have fucking, yeah.
They're clouds with putting greens on them.
Yeah, I had to do something with one of the episodes.
So you had to fly up these putting greens and around, then you fly across, and you get to the lever, and you open the gates, everybody gets together. And then there's a big gate in front of you. This is the part that I fucking died like 6 times on.
What happened in it?
You use Homer as a ball to shoot up over the gate. Remember the big gate?
Yeah.
You fly up over the big gate, and then you open it up, and everybody comes in. And all the sharkies.
The dolphins
come out.
Yeah.
And then you got to use Lisa to, because there's like,
you have to drop steam.
There's like lava rocks. So you have to turn one into ice, drop it on, and it makes steam. And then you use Bart to fly up and over, and then you open the gate, and everybody comes through.
Yes.
And then the kids are there from NeverQuest, from the Hobbit kids.
What gave you a hard time? The dolphins?
No, this fight.
Really?
Like, for some reason, everybody...
It took me 2 minutes.
No, I wasn't dying. Everybody else was dying, and then I would die, and then I would have nobody for backup.
Who the hell was this again? I wrote Thomas Jefferson. It's not Thomas Jefferson.
I'll give you a hint.
I just forgot who it was, and I wrote down Thomas Jefferson.
I'll give you a hint. He's on the $100 bill. Really?
Ben Franklin?
There you go. So what happens is the kids are all sitting there and they're waiting. What were they waiting on line for?
Oh, they were going to Starbucks.
No, but there was no Starbucks.
You had to build a Starbucks.
But what were the kids waiting there for?
To get into something or heaven or some shit.
So you use Marge to recruit the kids to build a Starbucks. And then Benjamin Franklin walks out of the Starbucks you just built with a coffee in his hand.
Yes.
And for some reason you have to fight him.
Yeah, he says something to you. He's just like, you have to fight him now. Yeah.
When you beat him, he turns into smaller Benjamin Franklins.
Yeah, like 10 of them.
And they're like the Russian dolls.
And
they just keep getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. That was a pain in the ass. I do remember
that. For some reason, I kept dying like in this section.
I didn't die, but he was a pain in the ass because I was just like, stop it!
I died like 3 times and I had to do that whole... And it doesn't restart you from there. It restarts you from the gate. So you have to jump over the gate, through the dolphins
again?
Do everything all over
again. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And there's 2 pressure switches, so you have to use Bart to fly over, and then you have to use Homer as helium and float over to open the gate. It wasn't that it was hard, it's that like, for some reason I kept dying, and it was annoying to keep doing that over and over again.
It doesn't start you at the very beginning.
No, just that section with the big gate, we have to launch yourself over with the dolphins. That was a pain in the butt.
Yeah, the spawn points weren't fucking terrible in this game.
We're almost done.
We are. I'm starving.
I got a piece so bad.
Nice.
So you meet God, and you find out that
yeah, you told me this part was playing video games. Hard time.
He is playing video games.
I said I remembered it being hard when I first played it. All right. But it's not. So you find out that Homer, that God likes video games, and he's playing the best video game in the world, and it's called Earth, and he plays it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you found the game guide, he accidentally knocked it off his window, I guess, or whatever. And
it was the Simpsons game guide.
And he fell in front of Bart. He's like, crap.
Yeah.
He's like, wait a second. If you're playing video games, where did this guide come from? He goes, that was my fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you find out that that Earth is just him playing a video game.
Because because there's video games inside of video games inside of games, and he's like, yes, I create all that. I guess it's pretty cool.
And
how do you fight him?
Now you fight him by playing DDR.
To what song?
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
But like a techno version of Rock You Like a Hurricane.
We have to find like that version.
No, I got the regular one already.
I need like that version.
Oh, you can find it.
So it goes through like Xbox, PS3, and then Wii, but they're called different things.
Yeah, it's like the Mii.
It was like the Mii,
It was like the Hexbox.
The Hexbox and the...
Something
the
stupid PlayStation. Like that.
It was the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Which sounds very English.
PlayStation 3.
So you have like up, down, left, right, and they're little characters. Like I think it's like Jimbo and I think Ralph.
Yeah, they come out at random. Yeah. You have to just push
notes. So they come down like the notes from like Guitar Hero or DDR or whatever, and you have to hit them in the right order. And there's like a bomb meter. And like when that goes all the way down, it like goes to the next one. And you have to do it three times. It's like, you know, one for each system.
Didn't give me a hard time either. I got through it pretty fast.
So I did it. I had to do it perfect the first time to get the achievement for it. I think I did it perfect this time without even trying.
And you beat him.
You do.
And then what does he do? He just turns everything back to normal?
You win. After you win, you find out that Earth is a giant video game. And
then
you're like,
yeah, and then they show you the cutscene of him.
Then you're like, hey God, now you have to fix everything. He's like, okay.
Yeah, he throws the manual at his couch and it falls off the couch and falls to Earth, and they show you picking it up again, you know, like they show the cutscene of it. That was it, right?
Pretty much. I think Lisa's just like, listen, now you got to fix everything. Make the aliens go away. And he does.
I mean, the ending was, there was a whole big monologue when he was talking about Earth and how this was like this and did all this stuff here. So that like the ending was like longer, but it was all right. And then that's it. Then you can just play the game as much as you want after that, right?
Yeah, then it just goes to like Springfield and you can run around and collect things.
And run around.
Do whatever the hell you want.
Decent game. I thought it was more annoying than anything. I would probably never play this game again, but it's worth playing. I could recommend it to somebody, but I don't think I would ever play this game again. Just because so many parts are just sheer annoyance.
There wasn't a lot of annoying parts.
I don't want to play this again. I'm glad I played it, but I don't want to play it again. Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it.
That's it. Yeah, I can't say I didn't like it. I mean, I told somebody to buy it a while ago. I said, oh, you got to get this. Because he was talking about how bad The Simpsons were now. And I was like, oh, did you play the Simpsons game? And he was like, no. I was like, oh, it's a lot funnier than the show. You should give it a try.
Overall, I think it was funnier than a lot of things in the show.
A lot of the newer stuff, not the older stuff. No. Fight. Nothing will beat the older. The first 10, 11 seasons, you can't beat that. No. Can't beat that.
Well, there's new...
All right. So let's not make this 6 hours long.
Yeah, God.
I made something special for the end of this episode.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
You don't know what it is. I made it a couple days ago and I finished it today. It's very special. I made it for all you listeners. We got another request from my friend Mike because I told him what I did and I was like, oh, because I think he listened to like some podcast. I think he listens like podcasts on NASCAR or some shit. So he was like, oh, I know how to get the podcast. So I was like, oh, I always do requests and shit. He was like, oh, can you do Rastin? For Genesis.
Never heard of it.
I played it before. I know what it is. It's kind of like a Conan type game. So sometime, I don't know, the next time we need, which will be soon actually, because you don't have a lot of time 1 week.
Okay, well, I'm going away for a week, so it's going to be a pain in the ass.
So I'll do Rastin. That'll be that next short one. Next week is a video, and the week after that is going to be BioShock.
Don't tell people that.
That's the request, though. Shut he up. Has to know.
God. Wow, it was an arcade game? We can make a video of this if it's two-player. Is it two-player?
Preston? No, I want to make it.
Arcade, Apple 2GS.
Oh, it's not a two-player game.
Amstrad CPC, never heard of that one. Commodore 64, it was for DOS, Game Gear, Master System,
we're doing the MSX, Genesis one.
And ZX Spectrum. It was a saga.
Yes. We're doing the first Raston.
Raston.
For Genesis. That's about it. Yeah, I said BioShock. BioShock, if you've never played BioShock, I would recommend tuning, at least downloading that episode, because that is one of the best games ever made.
It really is. Like,
and that should be a fun episode.
I didn't remember.
I love that game.
What a wonderful game.
Just the story alone is just a captivating story, just to keep you listening to the podcast of all the interesting things that happen.
I still didn't get up to the twist.
Really?
Yeah, I'm taking.
You play like 5 minutes a night?
That game. I play like an hour, 2 hours a day.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking shit on your face so hard.
I do everything though.
All right, I made something special for all of you.
I see the go problem. Ahead. The problem is spiel. I freaking
do your spiel.
I feel compelled to go into every room.
That's fine.
And find everything in those games.
That's cool. You got plenty of time.
I know. That's why I'm like 8 hours in. And I'm not even halfway through.
It's good to know.
Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more information about the show, check out the website, spoileralertshow.com. You can send us feedback. You can email us, spoileralertshow@gmail.com. You can call the voice line, 856-SPOIL-01. You can follow us on Twitter at spoileralertshow. Check in on GetGlue. Follow us on Google+. Links in the show notes and on the website. Did I say Twitter? At spoileralertshow? I think I did. videos, you can check out the videos on YouTube. youtube.com/spoileralertshow. More or less anything /spoileralertshow will be there. Where can I find you?
I am on Twitter at Gonzo666.
I am on Twitter at Ace Milo. God, this is going to be a long one.
It's all right. The thing I made too is about five minutes long.
Are we going to rock them like a hurricane?
Somewhat.
All right.
Enjoy that debacle that I have created for all of you.
Cookie time?
It's cookie time.
Listen to me, you. When I catch you, I'm going to pull out your eyes and shove them down your pants so you can watch me kick the crap out of you, okay? Then I'm going to use your tongue to bite my butt.
I didn't do it.
Okay, folks, show's over. Nothing to see here. Show's... Oh, my God! A horrible plane crash! Hey, everybody, get a load of this flaming wreckage! Come on, run around. Run around. Don't be shy. Run around.
Hi, Caramba!
Come in! Mayday! I'm losing your transmission!
I said French fries!
What the? Do we sell French fries?
More testicle means more iron.
My baloney has a first name, it's a Joe M.E.R. My baloney has a second name, it's a Joe M.E.R.
Forbidden donut.
Slices of American cheese.
Woohoo! Mmm, chocolate.
Woohoo! Look at that blubber fly.
Don't.
Yes, you're in deep dough now.
I'm sorry, I do not speak English, okay?
But you were just talking.
Yes, hot dog, yes sir, no sir, maybe, okay.
English, who needs that? I'm never going to England.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Ay, no es bueno.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
Oakley doakley doo.
Wow.
Yeah, Mrs. Simpson, I have some bad news. Your husband was found DOA.
Oh, my God, he's dead?
Oh, wait, I mean DWI. I always get those two mixed up.
My name's Mrs. Phillips. You said my husband is DWI?
Why don't you talk to that officer over there? I'm going out to lunch.
Beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
Are you little?
My shorts.
Hi, Homer. I'm worried about the beer supply. After this case, and the other case, there's only one case left! Yeah, yeah, I'm Barney's right. Yeah, let's get some more beer. Yeah, hey, what about some beer? Yeah, Barney's right.
All right, guys, pipe down.
Oh, bitch, bitch, bitch.
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
When it comes to compliments, women are ravenous, blood-sucking monsters, always wanting more. More! More!
What a load of crappy crap crap.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like... the big you.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
So Lenny says that I'm...
You
stop me. He said... a little slow. You're not laughing. Do you think I'm slow?
Yeah.
Who am I kidding? I am slow.
Remember, it's better to remain silent and be thoughtful than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
What does that mean? You better say something or they'll think you're stupid. Takes one to know one.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T.
Hey, there's a New Mexico.
He lose brain? Uh-oh.
No TV and no beer make Homer something something.
Go crazy.
Don't mind if I do.
You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Huh?
Get a rope,
Bob. No, that's okay. I'm pretty sure I can struggle my way out. First, I'll just reach in and pull my legs out. Now, I'll pull my arms out with my face. Hey there, flimpy boy. Flying through the sky so fancy.
Bah! To hell with this! Get my razor! Draw a bath! And get these Kleenex boxes off my feet!
Finally, sir. And, the jars of urine?
Ooh, we'll hang on to those.
Get my hairy yellow butt.
Excellent.
I am sick!
Yoink!
Don't snap my onion.
Lynn, there's a little crippled boy sitting in the hospital who wants you to win this game. I know because I crippled him myself to inspire you.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great?